Blog Talk Radio.
This is another show of Talking This with Ish. On tonight's show, relationships, the Carl Jenner backstory, and Rihanna, 5 to 20 minutes with X Factor, the Tiger Shooter, and once again, Philly Blaine. Also, what's up with Lil B at NYU? Bobby Brown, DUI. This show is brought to you by DSFX-ENT. Also, perfinfo.com. Call in right now.
I'm on the paper chase and I can't wait. Running late, me destiny and fate. Got a dinner date in the continuum of time and space. And by my divine, I'm trying to find my place. It's like a never ending race. Cat and mouse, Tom and Jerry. 365 February to January. Even in my sleep, I feel I'm running out of sands in my hourglass. Seconds ago, minutes later, hours passed. Still keeping pace with the universal timepiece. Even without a moment to myself to find peace. Till I finally get it, you tell the critics, forget it. And if you think that I'm quitting, then come with it. Or just admit it, you have no idea what to do with it. So let's just keep it moving for the sake of discussion. You get ran through like stop signs. Probably have a better chance filling space than a stop sign.
Chase, probably one of the greatest niggas that nobody's ever heard of.
Anybody who has heard of him knows what they is.
Yeah.
He's well respected from any nigga that ever heard of him.
That's real talk.
All right. Once again, you tuned in to Let's Talk Ish with Ish live on the air. I got me a new co-host. God bless him. We should say a prayer for his hair. Because, boy, he had to brush that shit like 20 minutes straight. Just to make sure that shit was decent. You gonna watch that shit curl back in a little fist.
As a show.
Before, yeah, hey. About 30 minutes into the show, he's gonna have to exit the building and brush his shit again.
I've got slave hair.
Hey.
I got real nigga hair. My hair. What's up, Is?
Hey.
What it do, man? It will rain the building, man. I'm honored to be on the same couch with you, my boy.
Yes, sir. We're going to make it a great show. You already know what it is. Getting on it.
Yes, sir.
Smoke good, drink good.
Live good.
All day, every fucking day. Hey, so we're going to jump right into the thick of things.
Huh.
And we're going to get on to this entertainment thing.
Damn. It's been a lot of shit popping.
Hell yeah. So what I want to discuss right now is the motherfucking punk-ass apology Geraldo sent.
I'm going to just be honest. We ain't got it on the site yet. But did you read? It'll be up at 6. It'll be up at 6 a.m.
All right.
But did you?
Wait. What site?
Oh, perpinfo.com. For anybody that didn't know, now you know.
Perpinfo.com.
Tell it. Yes, sir.
Spell that out for them, for those who don't know.
Well, P-U-R-P, info. I ain't spelling info because y'all niggas should know how to spell that. But, yeah, perpinfo.com. Like, everything is brought to you, DSFX-ENT. But, yeah, Geraldo did say some bullshit. Did you read what Russell Simmons said?
Oh, he addressed that bullshit and nipped it right in the bud because it was a punk-ass apology. Now, you come out that harsh with your view and all of a sudden when all that backlash hit, because he's getting paid from Fox News anyway.
Mm.
So when the backlash hit, then all of a sudden maybe he looked at the situation wrong.
I want to know how many days was it where he just said that niggas are the reason that the nigga got shot. Then, what was it, two
was it a whole 48 hours?
Yeah, because essentially what happened was he came out and said that if you were black or Latino and you're wearing a hoodie, basically any repercussions of you wearing a hoodie, if you get shot and killed or whatever happened, you're somewhat responsible for what happened to you. It's not all that person who shoots and guns you down. It's basically, hey, if you wasn't in a hoodie, being black or Latino, walking down the street, that shit wouldn't have happened to you. So no hoodies for blacks or Latinos.
And my hoodie says HCC. Like, that's a community college. And I would get shot for that?
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm saying. Hey, cause,
well, hey. You're going to have to pay that student loan off. That's that nigga going to be mad he killed me.
Hell yeah. So he tried to come out with this fake-ass apology. Russell Simmons basically nipped that shit in the bud. Like, man, hey, nigga ain't trying to hear that shit right now.
Yeah.
Off of the repercussions. Because he was so adamant about what he said in that interview with Fox News. And we all know how Fox News is, how they skew shit and try to make everything look like
propaganda.
Black people are the worst people on planet Earth, basically.
And then Mexicans.
Yeah.
They hate Mexicans.
Yeah. So after all that backlash, then he wants to come out with an apology. Because, shit, he said even his son or whatever, he don't chastise his son over wearing hoodies and shit like that.
But did he even really, did what he apologize?
Hold on.
I got too familiar. I think I got
Yeah. What you can't do is put your arm on my shoulder. Now you fucking up the show.
He has a point, Mary.
You just going to put your arm on my shoulder and lean in like we them niggas.
No.
Let's get that out the way.
No. I understand where you're coming from. It is 2012.
Yeah.
It can be misconstrued.
I can like Suge Knight. I'm like that nigga that knocked him out.
So
let's get that. Let's nip that in the bud. We're going to move on past that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, shit. Hell. You don't throw me off, nigga. Hey, shit. Damn.
Geraldo's puss-ass.
Yeah. But I don't even want to waste too much time on Geraldo because he basically did everything he did for publicity. And now that he's gotten it, he wants to send out an apology for that bullshit. But, hey, from the bottom of my heart, Geraldo, fuck you.
Oh,
I mean it.
Two times. One time for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even remember. I don't recall him apologizing in the apology.
Yeah. He never really technically apologized for shit he said.
Yeah, it was kind of like I stand by what I said, but I'm sorry that I said it. So that's not really.
Yeah, that's not an apology. That is fucked up. And Fox News expected everybody to agree with this shit or whatever, all Republicans or whoever to agree. And then when they realized motherfuckers wasn't going to co-sign that shit, oh, damn, you need to come out with something. You ain't got to necessarily apologize because we with you, Geraldo.
You know what I mean? But you know that was some fuck shit, man.
Yeah.
You
just going to play on your phone, right?
I
want to show, huh?
Because it kind of, I was trying to Google something about this, but I don't want to talk about it.
What you ain't going to do is act like we ain't stated art over here. All you got to do is mention something over here. This shit comes up and within 5 seconds.
Well, I don't co-host every day. I apologize. Huh?
Okay.
That shit said Geraldo Rivera gay. Said gay.
About it for what they do. That's their business, you know. And so
if he just click on that, he would have had us in there.
Yeah, basically. But what you got? The interview up? The apology up?
Ooh, can I read it?
Can we see that?
Hot damn! Move down a little bit, buddy. Fox's Geraldo Rivera apologizes for comments about hoodie and Trayvon Martin shooting case. Psh. Oh my goodness. If y'all can I read it to him? Go ahead.
Fox News Channel commentator Geraldo Rivera said Tuesday that he's sorry for suggesting that a hoodie worn by unarmed Florida teenager Trayvon Martin was as much responsible for his death as the neighborhood watch captain who shot him. Come on, guys. Rivera said a conversation with his oldest son on Monday convinced him he was wrong. Now, Rivera said it was the first time 32-year-old Gabriel Rivera had said he was ashamed of something his dad had said, and it caused the dad a sleepless night. He never, ever used language like that. It was like, whoa, what have I done that would make my son say that? Come on, Harald. I ain't even reading the rest of this, man.
Yeah, I don't need you.
You
to,
apologizing to your
the
son.
The more you read, the more you sound like you're on Bill and Ted's Great Adventure or some shit. So I need you to stay focused.
But, of course, that was from Fox News.
Absolutely. And the other thing with the Trayvon case is, Zimmerman is trying to say that what he did was self-defense.
They must not have heard the call.
My thing is, how the fuck is it self-defense when you're following an innocent black kid walking down the street trying to get home from the store?
Skittles.
You're following him. He's not following you. You're in a vehicle. You call in the 911, and they tell you, are you following him? And you answer yes, and they said, please. So how is this self-defense? How is this the, what's the law they trying to say it was?
That George Bush
stand down.
Yeah, that you have a right to defend yourself and not run. You shouldn't flee. It's not required of you to flee
unless you're a minority.
If you stand ground and defend yourself, by law you're okay.
Now this is the same state that has 10/20 vida, and for you guys that don't understand Spanish, that's 10/20 life. You shoot at a bitch, you get 10. You hit a bitch, you get 20. You kill a bitch, you get life. But if I stand there and I feel threatened, keep going. Is
yeah. Well, my shit is that. Once the cops told you to stop on the 911 call, the cops told him,
he's guilty after
stop
that.
Following him.
He's guilty after that.
Yeah, what do you have? What leg do you have to stand on once they tell you stop following him? You called in the 911. If you were just doing your job trying to protect your neighborhood and you call in the 911, they say stop following him and they're sending people out. But yet you continue following somebody, and they're literally on their way home. Preach. At what point is that you stand your ground? You're not standing your ground. Motherfucker, you out for something.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like the get a overzealous white guy, white guy off law.
Yeah. And they let him off and didn't lock him up because they said that was the law he was abiding by when he called in to them, and they gave him a police order. Because I've seen motherfuckers I know get sprayed for disobeying. Off of not obeying a police order. Soon as they didn't obey that police order, the motherfucker hit him with pepper spray. This guy disobeyed a direct order from the police, shot a guy, and doesn't get any time? Where did he do that at?
Sanford, Florida. Well, I mean, you gotta expect that. I expect the bullshit in the country we live in. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't think they were going to be so blatant about the shit. Because you look at Michael Vick, you look at Casey Anthony, you look at all these instances and incidents, and it says justice is blind.
That's fixed.
And now I really believe that shit. I really believe justice is blind. Like, it really ain't any word about you, especially in...
Oh, justice blind is blind to the fact. They think everybody is fucking still ignorant and living off back in the days with bullshit. But shit, motherfuckers know what's going on. Motherfuckers know what's right and wrong. And I've been getting a lot of shit on my Facebook and other shit. Like, if it was my son, like from white people mostly, well, from white people, saying that, why did it take so long for everybody to react? It's media catching hold of it and all this shit. I could give a fuck about any of that. Yeah. Honestly, I could give a fuck about any of it. All I care about is justice being served.
Word.
Was what happened right or wrong? I don't give a damn if Al Sharpton is here. I don't care who is doing what. It took long because motherfuckers did a cover up. They tried to pretend like what they did as far as the investigation was up and up, 100. They tried to make Trayvon look like he was some super thug and attacked him for no apparent reason.
He's a super thug.
When they came to his parents, when they talked to his dad, they made it seem like he just attacked him. Well, wait, how the hell he just jumps out and attacks him? Zimmerman was in his vehicle following him. In order for them to get into a fight, Zimmerman had to jump up out of his vehicle while he was following him. So how's that stand your ground? What ground are you fucking standing on? Other than you fucking with somebody black, walking in the neighborhood you don't feel he should be walking in.
Cop out.
And you're calling him on a 911 call. He's an asshole. You sick of this shit. You're tired of all this, that going on. I mean, what the fuck are we really saying with this shit?
I'll count you on that bullshit, man. We need to ask more questions. Because really what it's doing is just splitting the country down the middle. Because all black people are doing are getting mad. All white people are doing is it's really just splitting us up. It's fucking us up. They have us focused on the wrong shit because of their fuckery. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to misdirect us. But if we as a people pay attention and ask the correct questions and stop, you know what I'm saying, stop getting these arguments on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, stop arguing about this shit on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, stop trying to take us back to the 50s and the 60s, dog. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know it's bigger than race now. But we got to wake up as a conglomerate, as a complete country, because we sleep right now, man, and that shit is disappointing. Because we disappointed the generation before us. They wouldn't even call. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't act like this right now.
I'm about to make you take your hoodie off. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey man, I don't know. If you
damn that, you ain't paying attention to what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn about media grabbing hold of it. Media grabbed a hold of that Casey Anthony case. Media grabbed a hold of the OJ shit.
See my If you wanna go with me and be my stoner chick.
All right, we're back on the air, live talking ish with ish. I want to apologize for the last segment. I know we lost a few callers and lost a few people tuning in to the show, but we're back on. It's back live, talking ish with ish. I'm the host ish.
I'm the nigga in the hoodie, son. Y'all be? Will Ray be?
All right. Yeah. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to put up with that accent.
I can't even talk like that for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I'm not from New York.
Yeah, sir. Hey.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. We addressed the Trayvon shit, you know, and addressed the bullshit about that.
Huh.
Callers, if you want to call in and reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, that's 646-478-3372. You can log on to the show at perpinfo.com.
Where you can go on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, holler at Will Ray. You can check me on Twitter at the Will Real Way Real Will, yeah. Twitter. And and you can go to Ish page, Ishmael Watson, man, on Facebook. Y'all checking my Ish 5014 on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And
the broadcast there.
What's the next subject, boss?
Oh, shit. We going to talk about Riri taking my boo-boo spot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it hurt me. Britney Spears lost the spot on X Factor to Rihanna.
Mm.
And Rihanna is getting between $16 and $20 million.
Oh, that's the joint y'all talking about, the $20 million.
Yeah.
For just judging?
Yeah.
You think this has anything to do with Rita Ora?
With who?
The chick Rita Ora that Jay-Z had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it might have something to do with it. Riri trying to break off and do her own thing is what I'm thinking. And that's a hell of a power move. I don't like the way they did Brit because, you know, I've wanted Brit since Hit Me Baby One More Time.
In the school girl skirt?
Hell yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, Brit had me.
And she was on her comeback shit, too. Like, she was getting it right. She was she grew her hair back and everything.
Hey, Brit, I understand your pain. So if you want to call in and address this shit,
better line
you me. Too can call in. At
646-478-3372. Yes, sir.
I would just tell you to call me privately, but I don't want to disclose my number like that.
It's 911.
But 16 to 20 mil to do a reality show?
Just to judge some cats that may be good or not.
Riri nice and all, but it ain't like she can blow.
But look at that picture, though. Look at that picture, though. That's
she's sexy.
That's Instagram.
But when you see that, you thinking one night or you thinking wifey?
Yeah, I'm trying to get stuff in the hell. I ain't going to lie. It's one night. It's all one. Oh, it's
damn.
One night. Yeah,
I'm thinking both, son.
Well, you going one night a wife? How you going to wife
I'm
a one night?
I'm one night and I'm a wife.
How you going
to
one
I'm trying to do it all in one.
Hold on. See it. That's the producer who you can't see on camera, but he's built like Ernest Graham.
And he got on a Buccaneers t-shirt from 78.
Nigga like 311. 311. 238.
Nah, son.
Hey.
You got me wrong, B.
With a tight-ass buck shirt on. I'm going to take a picture before the night over and post it on Facebook.
Instagram.
Get on my face. Matter of fact, I'm posting it on Twitter, so follow me on Twitter at ish5014.
Son, you won't get that. You won't get that, B.
No more sons for the rest of the night.
Word.
Huh? I hate that shit. I hate it with a passion.
Damn, kid.
I hate sons.
That's how you feel,
I hate
B?
Sons.
How you feel out here, B?
Yeah, I hate B. B runs a close second.
New York Tuesdays.
You know what I'm wondering is, how do you get a $20 million deal to judge a reality TV show?
Have you seen the pic she sent to Chris Brown?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
And next subject.
Hell yeah, shit.
My bad, brother. That is a pretty side tip.
What I want to jump into right now is the fucking Tiger shooting. I didn't think it was worth mentioning.
What?
But after a while, this shit is really worth mentioning.
Oh, man, can I read him the story? Because the nigga talks about the shooting. He's, oh, my God.
Well, before you read the story, let me just address what happened.
Go ahead.
Tiger Man, Rack City.
Tiger Man.
Rack City was doing a concert in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
You already know any nigga living in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Ain't giving
son.
A fuck about nothing else in his world. He's a killer.
Illest niggas in Nebraska.
Everybody fool. Yeah. So there was a bottle thrown, a water bottle, a drink thrown at Tiger. Tiger stops the music and shit. Yo, who threw that shit? Who threw that shit? So when a big nigga in the crowd says, I threw it, Tiger said, nah, nigga, you ain't throw it.
It couldn't have been you.
Then his voice already, but he got a, it's about that saving face. That's what keeping it real goes wrong. Nigga trying to save face. He can't even appear like he no pussy in front of you got
all
like,
his fans.
You got like 5-10,000 people there, man. You can't be that pussy. So he was like, all right, since you threw it, nigga, I'm gonna perform one more song.
Be outside, B.
And I'm gonna meet you outside, nigga. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Any up, nigga. Meet me.
Keeping it dump real goes wrong.
Dump, keep nigga in mind, dump. Tiger Man is like
4'11".
I give him 5'1". He about 5'1", because he about 9 inches taller than my producer.
And I'm
he like 5'1", 77 pounds.
With a gold chain.
You going to fuck somebody up, huh?
With your snapback.
Needless to say, he performed that one last song, walked his ass outside, and it just hit him like, these niggas might really wait on me outside.
We ain't got no guns. None.
Niggas start dumping. He starts running. His one artist that he has on his label.
A female.
Female artist.
Honey Cocaine.
Yeah, she gets hit.
So she the thug. She the real nigga in the clip.
Yeah, hey. She got more stripes than Tiger Man now. Fuck it. Tiger, you feel some way about it, you can call her.
Yeah.
646-478-3372. If you feel any type of way, if I'm missing, correct me at any point.
We in Tampa, too. We in Tampa, bitch.
Yeah. Hey.
Niggas are shooting holes out here, boy. We don't give a fuck. We won't fuck off. Tiger. Hey.
So, he got caught up in that Wayne shit. You know, he really thought that shit was going to spook somebody or something. Same way Wayne do. Wayne that same movie.
We're not even. Let's not.
He Lil Wayne.
Look, you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Lil Zane.
Oh, damn.
That's who Tiger reminds me of. Lil Zane.
They had one hot joint, though. What was that Zane joint?
It was 112.
Hey, one thing you're not going to do is talk about Lil Zane, son.
Oh, that's your baby daddy?
Yeah, that was it. The calling me joint. Yeah.
Did the producer just say one thing we ain't going to do is talk about Lil Zane?
Yeah, we might get motherfuckers tuned off. We keep talking about
Let's go,
Zane.
Man. Tiger, man.
Yeah. What? But
don't play no Lil Zane. Please.
All I got to tell Tiger is, when you talk about meeting a nigga outside, you got to be prepared for any situation. So you should walk outside from that concert, strapped up, ready to blast, whatever.
Lock, caught, ready to rock.
You're dealing with some real country motherfuckers who've been dealing with that bullshit their whole life.
Centuries.
Centuries.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This shit been passed down generation from generation. They just think they so deep in slavery, they don't know how to get out of them. So to them, they like, shit, we can't escape from Nebraska.
So you staying.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker picking cotton and shit. Hard life. That shit hard in Nebraska.
I've been praying for Nebraska.
The only nigga in Nebraska that ever lived in Nebraska that didn't have a Tommy fucking Frank. Huh? And even his shit wound up fucked up. He got blood clots in his legs and shit.
Running up.
Yeah. So, unless you tell me Fred or something, man, motherfuckers live hard in Nebraska. That shit rough.
Y'all ain't seen Belly? Y'all seen Belly. You know what I mean? Niggas eat bananas hard in Omaha, Nebraska, yeah. Nigga. I wouldn't fuck with that nigga to eat bananas like that. Talking about you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with Nebraska like that, dog. Corn-fed white boys and niggas that eat bananas, nigga, I ain't going. I ain't going.
Hell nah, shit.
Man, fuck Tiger, man. That nigga.
Yeah, moving right along.
He more like a cub.
What else happened in news today? Oh, Lil B. Is doing some shit
swag.
NYU.
Swag.
He's going to speak at NYU.
Swag.
NYU is speaking on base God like he's some intellectual,
he's going to
lyrical genius or something. Matter of fact, let me quote him directly. They said he's a cultural icon.
What?
lies.
Lil B will treat NYU to a very rare speaking engagement.
Very rare. They actually said rare.
Yeah. Base God.
This is what Lil B had to say, though.
You know what's crazy? Every so couple years, we have mass outbreaks of disease and chemical warfare. Remember the anthrax and mad cow days? What's your views on the government, Lil B, and why, they say? Send me solid facts to back up your beliefs, and I'll check. He can't even spell, man. This nigga's whole gimmick is whack. The nigga, you see the pink, he's got on a pink fucking bandana, B.
Lil B lost me when he did the video with the pearl earring.
Oh, man.
Pearl earring.
Grown ass man got on pearl earring.
Oh, he probably already got a pearl necklace.
Not to mention when old boy knocked out. Well, he's been knocked out twice on YouTube.
Twice?
Yeah. His baby mama brother knocked his ass out.
One.
And then he got knocked out by the nigga doing the interview with his ass.
I was told when the nigga came out and was like, this is my album. It's called I'm Gay. Cop it. And now the nigga's selling out shows like 10,000 a piece and shit. Nigga, like, what is America on?
I'm not copying no album B that says I'm gay, son.
Dog, do you see this picture? Hey. Y'all go to Perp Info and check out this little B story, man. The nigga has on a pink bandana with pink ass lips, man. He's a rapper.
The nigga look like Lil Mama.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, I think, fuck it. You heard it here. Exclusive. We're putting this shit on PerpInfo.com
right now.
Lil B is Lil Mama. Lil B is Lil Mama. And if you can't tell me otherwise,
pop
I know Lil Mama when I see her.
Lip gloss
Lil
popping.
B is Lil Mama.
Your lip gloss popping, Lil B. Your lip gloss popping. Your lip gloss is cool.
What it is. Huh?
Your lip gloss is cool, Lil
B. Because he's still popping the lip gloss and everything like that. That's Lil Mama. Lil B is Lil Mama.
Got to be. That's why she been out there. That's why she been under. Man, I knew there was a reason she went underground.
Yeah.
I knew it. Now, this nigga, now we have to let them know that NYU, because this is, you know what I'm saying, the NYU is New York University.
Yeah.
University. Now,
what you ain't going to do is talk to the people out here like
no,
they
I'm,
some retard.
No,
like,
what I'm saying is.
How the fuck are you in?
But not everybody. Not everybody. They just, those motherfuckers don't know what ACC is. I wouldn't let a nigga come ACC in the parking lot.
So now you're going to put ACC and NYU in the same.
No, I'm just saying there's one. Two levels of collegiate education. I'm just saying, a community college. I wouldn't have.
I see what's going on with you.
Uh oh.
You ain't brushed your hair in like 38 minutes. So shit going.
I usually don't.
Yeah.
Brush my hair at all, America.
What I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna go to a quick commercial break. I'm gonna let him throw another S curl in this shit because he has to do it every 3 hours. Every 3 hours, this nigga puts an S curl in his hair.
Oh man.
And it's only smooth for what that shit last, about 30 minutes?
Lil B is still whack. You can talk about my hair all you want, but Lil B is the subject, man. Lil
nigga,
B.
Your hair is shaking under the hoodie, trying to curl up.
Static.
Look
electricity.
At that shit.
You
a
see
bunch
me?
Of fish.
A whole bunch of spiders on my head having a meeting.
Black power.
All day.
Yeah. Good evening.
Gotta stay tuned in.
remember back when every now and then I used to cry, cause my kids would never meet and I was sleeping to goodbye. But now I'm making it, taking it one step at a time, putting everything I got in every single line, in every single rhyme. I'm giving you my soul. Still playing gangbanging, did it at 13 years old. The Florida night get cold, but I was taught don't leave this spot. Drinking in my shorts and music shirt because I'm lazy hot. Left it behind, living in a state of confusion when people told me doing my music thing when there's illusion. Do if I just keep it moving, my situation's improving. I'm proving these is illusions. My coffee got something brewing, the reputation is ruined. Following calling, being gladiator. How are you comparing my greatness to something as a hater? Set the world on fire, like the spark, the mic of activator. I ain't got no time to cry, I'm chasing dreams, I'll catch you later.
Yo. Once again, you're back tuned in to Talking Ish with Ish.
Hey.
I'm your host, Ish.
What it do? I'm the co-host, Will Ray, in the building.
If you can't see, the relaxer kicked in on his head.
Yeah, we're good to go now.
Hey, it is what it is.
I got slave hair.
Yeah, if you want to call in and you got anything to discuss, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, it's 646-478-3372.
Please.
All right. Before we jump into this exclusive interview, I want to talk about this motherfucker, Bobby Brown.
God damn.
Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
God damn.
Bobby got fucked, though. I ain't going to say they had a right. Well, technically, they had a right to pull Bobby.
They always got a right to pull Bobby.
But they pulled Bobby at 12 noon.
Mm. So they was watching Bobby.
Bobby in L.A., 12 noon. Now, keep in mind, now there was a little racial profiling going on.
Just a tad.
Because they pulled him because he was on the phone. They pulled him because he was on the cell phone in an expensive car.
But he is
and
Bobby
he's Black.
But he
so shit. Hey. All right, Bobby, let me see if all your shit legit.
Yeah, but I need to see the
paper. It's noon now. Yeah, you know, motherfucker ain't even ate lunch yet.
And you drunk.
Bobby dead drunk.
You drunk. He misses his
so Bobby married to somebody else though. He been married.
But you might have a point. Yeah.
What y'all gonna stop doing is blaming Whitwit.
Oh, I'm not blaming her.
That's what I told her because I know Bobby her personally. I call her Whitwit. Huh? Y'all ain't gonna keep blaming Whitwit for all Bobby mishaps.
I'm just saying it's according to TMZ, you know, and. They did not let him into the funeral. It was like, you know what I mean? The nigga got issues already.
So that's why
already.
He did the junkie move.
No, I'm not
move.
Saying that.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
For those who don't know what happened, let me tell you what happened. Bobby was recently arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Los Angeles, California.
Suspicion.
According to TMZ, Bobby was pulled over for allegedly driving while talking on the cell phone.
Who gets pulled over for that?
Keep in mind now.
Uh-huh.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife,
Maria Shriver, pussy.
Yeah. She was photoed several times driving through L.A. talking on the cell phone.
Photo.
She never got locked up for the shit.
Ever.
But it is what it is.
Keep calling. Keep going.
Yeah.
Preach.
43-year-old Bobby Brown was in custody in
Van Nuys jail.
What you going to do is like you can't keep treating me like I can't read.
I thought I was being Jacob.
Nigga, stop. I can read your hairline. I can read that shit in Braille.
At least I have a hairline.
That's how your shit rolls up.
Did you hear that, America? At least
your
I have a hairline.
Your shit rolls up in Braille.
But I've got a hairline, so I'm winning.
Nah,
I'm winning. I'm winning.
If you winning, Brun winning.
Nope. I resent that remark because my hairline is nothing.
Nigga, next time
nothing
you,
like that guy.
Next time you co-host with me, put a headband on. How about that? You put on a headband next time you co-host.
As long as I've known you, I've
anywho,
never seen hair on your head. Ever.
It's unclear what substance police believe Bobby Brown had been using before he got behind the wheel.
Read that again. Read that again. Read that again.
It is unclear what substance police believe Bobby Brown had been using before he got behind the wheel.
Now I'm gonna be honest with the people. Can I say something?
Crack. Cocaine.
We posted this story earlier, and I did not notice the significance of that sentence.
Yeah. In other words, okay, they can do the test, and nigga, you fail it. Okay, I'm gonna charge you for being drunk,
but
I know you're on some other shit.
Got to be.
Bobby, we just ain't got the capabilities of testing you for all the shit you on. Could be Molly, could be crack, could be cocaine. I got to wait on the blood test to come back.
You've been
Bobby,
doing
yeah.
drugs since 87.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Bobby, it's your prerogative. They got you. They got you. Keep going, my nigga. Oh, man,
yeah.
That was crazy.
So Whitney Houston's ex-husband already has a DUI conviction on his record, stemming from a case in Georgia in 1996.
96?
He eventually pled guilty to DUI and served 8 days in jail.
Hold on, Ed. Hold on. He's still on papers or something? 96?
Yeah.
Was he in 96? Still be on papers now.
Yeah. Bobby got it rough out here.
That's why his face looked like that on that picture.
Yeah.
Look at this nigga face.
Hey, sometimes they say pictures are worth 1,000 words. I'm about to give you about 999
pictures.
1,000 words that's going on in Bobby's head with this picture.
Go.
First thing Bobby was thinking was these motherfuckers.
The second one was this, that bullshit.
Yeah. Third was, what you ain't gonna do is try to host this show from behind the scenes. That's what I'm not gonna let happen. Hey. Thirdly, what was on his mind was, I just lost wit.
Fourth was on his mind, God damn, I'm hiding the motherfucker.
Fifth, what was on his mind was, my punk ass daughter want to get rid of my name.
The sixth thing was, God damn, I'm hiding the motherfucker.
The seventh thing was, she want to get rid of my name and then marry her punk ass brother.
The eighth thing was, God damn, I'm hiding a motherfucker.
Okay, you're going too far with that, man. Sort of like your hairline. Fuck it. Yeah.
Come on. That was below the belt.
Number eight. Let me look at these eyes again. Number eight was,
that nigga said, let me look at these eyes again.
Hey, number eight was, I just stuck 2 8 balls of cocaine up under my eyelids. And you can see with these bags up under his eyes. And
I see him.
These motherfuckers still gonna arrest me?
That's that bullshit, right? Number nine. Tell that bitch ain't leave me shit. The bitch ain't leave me nothing.
Number 10 was, man, this new edition tour better pay off.
Huh? Ass.
Yeah. Fuck Johnny, fuck Ralph,
Ricky, Bobby, Mike,
Ronnie.
Oh, I am Bobby.
Nigga, hey, this shit better pay off.
We can keep going.
The number 10 reason why Bobby Mugshot looks like it does is, that's what I can't let happen.
I can't read that. I'm not reading that, man. You reading that? I'm not reading that.
Hey. It's the number 10 reason why Bobby Brown mugshot looks the way it does. Yeah.
This is what he told the police. This is what he told the police, y'all.
Hey. He fell asleep accidentally in a pound of cocaine. Woke up, thought he was sober, and said, well, fuck it, I give it a shot.
Damn, they got me.
Oh, man.
But the best thing that happened to Bobby was he was only charged for a DUI.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know what a DUI picture looked like. That ain't it. That's good shit right there. That nigga eyes is white.
That's a mad nigga. That's a mad nigga picture. That nigga is grilling. Hey. Read that sentence again for him, dog.
Hey,
it's unclear.
When you look at his eyes, he's giving you a look like, bitch, this is why I didn't drink. Because I didn't want a DUI.
It's
but you going to lock me up for a DUI knowing I'm on crack? Really?
It's unclear what substance police believe Brown had been on before he got arrested. It's unclear what substance.
I don't know how much whispering I'm going to let you do on this show, kid.
I'm reading it like they read it when they put it on the news, when it broke. Breaking news. Breaking news. Here it is. Oh, Bobby Brown, 43-year-old. He gets arrested. It's unclear what substance police believe Brown had been using before he got behind the wheel.
Hey, I tell you what I'm about to let happen is I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. I'm going to let this program co-host, I'm going to let him go back to playing Contra. Let him try to get his 100 men or whatever.
Damn.
Nigga, and I don't know why you can't figure the code out. Up, down, left, right. BA start, nigga. Quick push and select.
My bad.
Get off my show, nigga. You're not welcome anymore.
It's your Nintendo.
When I come back, I'm bringing in an exclusive interview.
Yes, sir.
With Billy Blaine. It's a concert coming soon, but I'll explain
Agent
it
Zero.
To you in a second. Holla.
One.
Once again, we're back live on the air.
Yeah.
Perpinfo.com. Live. Talking Ish with Ish. If you got anything you want to reach us at 646-478-3372. I got to be exclusive because that's what I do. I get the exclusive.
Yo.
Got an exclusive interview with the one and only Philly Blaine.
What's good? What's good? Y'all can turn my mic up a little bit, homie. I can't hear myself think. There we go. Sounds a little better now. There we
hold
go.
On.
Voices in my head and stuff.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. When you came off in the set, when you came in and announced your presence, you had a punk ass guitar with you.
Oh,
I need
yeah,
you to
yeah,
bring
yeah,
that motherfucking
yeah. oh,
guitar
you don't
with
know
you
about
now.
That, homie. Hold up, hold up. Let me go grab it. Hold
yeah,
up.
yeah. I can't do the interview.
Bam. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Rockstar shit, you know what I mean?
Now that we got this guitar on the L, I need a pen so I can bust it.
What, you going to bust a freestyle? Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm going to bust the damn guitar.
Well, I'm going to bust you across your head with it after you bust it.
Hey, shit, nigga, it's plastic.
Well, I'm going to wrap around your neck and choke you with it.
Yeah, but hey, what I heard about is
uh-huh.
you got a show coming up.
Yeah, we got a show coming up. Matter of fact, it's this Friday coming up at the Tropic Lounge in Tampa.
Okay. Why the hell are you talking on the show like Keith Sweat or something?
Nah. You got to realize, I've been in the booth for the last, 48 hours working on my next project, even though I just dropped one. You know, I've been in the studio making beats and stuff, so I'm pretty beat.
And who could love you like me? Yeah, that's how you talking to me.
You want me to turn my John Q Public on then?
Hell yeah, nigga. I want you
to
get live
here
in
we
the
go.
Building.
Philly Blaine and this motherfucker, you know who it is.
There
live
we go.
And direct, Mr. Rockstar, his fucking self, you know.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question one more time.
What's poppin', homie?
I heard you got a live show coming up.
Yeah. I got a show coming up this Friday. It's at the Tropic Lounge in Tampa. Yeah.
Okay.
It's off of Waters Ave, you know. I mean, at Washington, I mean, I'm not from around these parts. You know, I'm not even from this planet. So, I mean, GPS that shit, you can find it.
Yeah. And I mean, literally, he's not from this planet.
Nah. Certified alien here.
I mean, the nigga came down on a flying saucer.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my shit crashed and the fucking government heisted my shit, yo.
What you ain't going to do is talk about the government on my show.
Oh, well, I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm just going to say
we
I want
get
my
cut off that way.
I want my spaceship back. That's all I'm saying. I want my spaceship back.
Hey, there's like two or three key words we can't mention on the show. Government, alum, and that's all I'm going to say.
Hey. I'm going to say aluminum.
Yeah.
Chevy aluminum. Yeah.
And we can't talk about the Buccaneers.
Who?
Because... my producer has on the tightest fucking jersey you could ever see in your life. Ernest Brown.
Well, I don't watch sports.
Get
on
my back.
So,
hey, I'm going to have to show him.
That shit snaps in the middle, but it is what it is.
Hold on, yeah. man. Let me cut.
Bomba clock, boy.
Hey.
Oh, I can't cut.
But what? Who all is supposed to be at this show?
Honestly, it's going to be it's like a crazy showcase, really, you know what I mean? It's honestly last minute. I really wasn't supposed to do a show this month. I kind of came up on this show thanks to my manager, you know, DM the Poet. Shout out to DM, you know. He's the one that keeps my career going here. But
what the hell is DM mean?
DM, man. Dr. Moreau, the poet. Dark Matters, the poet. Which one you want to consider him.
Okay.
As, you know?
Is that what it is? So... who all is supposed to be at this show?
I know I myself am performing, and also KD the Half-Breed is performing, which also is another personality that is part of DM the Poet.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, how long is your segment supposed to be for the show?
Honestly, well, we talked to the agent, booking agent, the promoter. We get the chance to spaz out, you know. He told us we can take as much time as we want to.
Okay.
So I'm going to rock the motherfucking mic all night if they let me, you know what I mean? I might jump off stage, crowd surf, you know, drop kick somebody in the crowd. Who knows? You know, Philly Blaine goes wild.
So it don't matter what time I get there, you going to be on stage is what you're telling me?
And if I'm not, I'll put you over the fuck it is off of that bitch and get on there. Okay. We'll do it like Nas and them used to do. How Jay-Z and them used to come through and just wreck the whole motherfucking spot.
Yeah, sir. On the spot.
You know,
hey, whether you got
shit.
Me
yeah.
booked or not, I'm here.
I'm here and I'm rocking the mic.
Nigga,
that's
give me
do.
The mic.
Yep.
Play my shit. It is what it is.
shit, Genie got to play my shit. You can play somebody else's instrument and I'll rip over that. Okay.
See, I feel like you're calling me out. Like I can't play somebody else's shit
and you can't
get on the mic and rip it.
Put it this way. If you play anybody else's shit, I'm just going to have to tell you this much. Whoever raps over that beat after me is just killing themselves.
Producer, you on your shit? Are you on your shit?
Now if ain't nobody ever rapped over the beat, that's fine. You know what I
mean? Are you on your shit? Ernest Graham, are you on your shit?
You know what?
Mic check.
If you want to see a show, you can come Friday and see a show. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put on a real performance. I can't really perform here, so I can give you a couple bars. You know?
That's all I'm asking.
Let
for.
Me know when you're ready, you know son.
I was born.
Hell no, no, no. We this on the spot shit. This how we do
ready.
The interviews.
On the
you
spot,
play bro. It, he raps over it.
Here it goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. I know you can vibe with this.
Here we go. I'm going to tell y'all about myself.
Hold on. In case y'all watching live on air.
Yeah.
Gotta
Mr. Rockstar. Lost in space. Did it all day. Yeah. The stars shine like my face. When I smile, my pearly whites go hard. Me and my thug niggas. Yeah, we go retard. So it's like crazy. Pushing up daisies. Shooting 380s. While smoking on Hazy. It's Billy Blaine. Insane. A new human hybrid. I did what you could never do. Yeah, that's just what I did. Why, kid? I'm the real shit you fake, though. Can't fuck with me. Go run with the Jakes, ho. I'm a ticker tape running. Me and my thug niggas. We got it coming and we gunning. I'm stunning like Steve Austin. I'm 7'4 GD, so you know I claim Boston. But I ain't from Boston. On that, pass the blunt, I'm right back. Just like a cat that left his car keys. I ain't from here. I came back from the life like a weirdo. Can't do it like me. If you could, you would. But see, I'm just so hot that I'm just misunderstood. But not like Weezy, though. Yeah, you know I kick that sleazy flow. Here we go. Once again, I'm just on some gin sipping while I'm kicking this shit with my friends like it was kung fu in the dojo. When no niggas can't fuck with me, you might as well go, Joe. Let me stop. Yeah, you know how we
do. Hey, we all about putting niggas on the spot.
Okay.
Well, so I'm going to put you back on the spot.
You ain't
got to
even put me on the
spot.
I ain't never leave the pot. I'm just still sitting shitting. Keep it all cool when I'm talking, just kidding. Me and my niggas do it freestyle. It's not written. Life is a love that I live for. Keep it all cool. And you know I came to give more. But if you shut the doors of opportunity, knocking gonna leave you. Do it all day and tell the truth. Don't deceive you. I believe you should listen. Because if you hear me, then you can get near me. But still, you feel like you should fear me. But you queer, see? You pussy, you faggot, you homo. Me and my dogs don't fuck with you no more. Bye. See you later, dude. Yeah. In a later mood. Back on the shit like I was spitting hieroglyphic. Me and my cats keep it so cool but explicit. Written, encrypted. Yeah, I'm just scripted. Fuck with me, homie. I'm shifted. Like a time and space in the continuum. When I still swing like I'm a pendulum, or maybe hang like my nuts do. Yeah, I like the bitches that's pretty with big butts too. So I holler at a white chick or a black chick, knowing I gotta get one of them that's that thick. I'm fucking around in speed, yo. This beat is hot. Speak this shit like eclectic. Me and my niggas respect it. You can't fuck with it, you can't even check it, cause it would bounce just like the beat do. And I stay hard like the streets do.
Okay, so y'all motherfuckers know what you in store for.
And guess what? That is the worst blow I've ever spit. Ever. Ever.
Tell these motherfuckers where the hell you gonna be at Friday.
Friday night, Tropic Lounge, Tampa, Florida, on Waters at Washington. You should come check it out. It's gonna be something that you've never seen before. An extraterrestrial experience for sure.
I'm gonna be fucked up. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. We got a caller. We got a caller. Hello, caller. You on there?
What's good? What's good?
Yo, what's good? Caller, how you doing,
man? What's going
on?
It's Rahm Malik, man.
Yo, Rahm Malik, what's good, fam?
Everything's good, man. I was listening to the show, man. Heard you doing your thing.
That's what's up, man.
I
yeah.
just wanted to, you know... Let all the listeners and the viewers know, you know, to support your local artists. You know, come check Philly Brain show out. You know, we're going to be the Crowbar doing this thing. You did the Tropics doing this thing. You just released another mixed CD. So support your local artists, man. This brother, man, he's doing something positive with the music. You know, he's taking it someplace else where it needs to be, man. So come out and support, you know, like real hip-hop, you know, on another level. Come out and support it, you know, and get out of the norm and all that nonsense. And come check the brother out because he is proper, you understand?
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate
another
the love.
Thing
appreciate
they
the
need
love,
to
man.
Do is fuck with you as far as trash go.
Yeah, man.
Because, hey, we did the interview with you. Niggas don't know around here, you know what I'm saying, as far as that local circle go. You got some hot shit. You got hot tracks.
Yeah, man.
Bitch can get at you on those hot tracks.
Yeah, I remember I had the pleasure of spitting over to one of those Rhyme Malik tracks long time ago, man, like some years
back. Which
joint
was that? What was the name?
Oh, man, I couldn't even tell you which one it was. It's been so long. All I know is it was on some freestyle, you know, when I was running with Rolio. Shout out to Rolio, you know.
Always.
You know, hey, man, and I mean, the epicness in the music is just so profound, man. I mean, yeah, I definitely want to get back on those tracks again.
Yeah.
Indeed. We're hooking up. Believe that. We're hooking up. Hey, tell DM I said what's good. Tell Jeff I said what's good.
Yeah,
tell, you know, Will Ray I said what's good. You know, shout out to all of y'all, man, doing y'all thing in there, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate the love, man,
hey,
you know, every
shit.
Time.
Indeed.
We already plugging you now as we speak.
Yeah, y'all better get ready.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
K.I. Kennedy.
Y'all better get him before I get him, because if I get him, it's over.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So I got a plug?
Y'all already know. You out here.
Okay. Check this out, okay? You can Google Rhyme Malik Moon. You can RAMALEEQ Moon. You can Google Rhyme Malik Moon. You can Facebook Rhyme Malik Moon. You can find Rhyme Malik Moon on CD Baby. You can find Rhyme Malik Moon on MySpace. You can find Rhyme Malik Moon all over the place. Google it. Google Dark South Music. DAR2 South Music. Google Dark South Music. You know, if you want the banging beast that's not from here.
Hell
I channel a man from another planet, another galaxy. I channel that music, you understand?
Yeah.
From another star. But that's
Dark
somewhere else.
That out of
April 19th at HCC, I will be conducting a creative writing class for 1 hour. Come check it out. You'll enjoy it. It's called Therapeutic Medicine for Writing.
Hold on, bro.
Check out April 19th at HCC.
Hold on, brother. You say you're at HCC?
HCC on April 19th.
Oh, 419? That's the day before 420. Yeah, I'll definitely want to be at that.
Creative writing, brother?
Yes, the creative writing class I'll be doing for 1 hour. So come check that out.
Can you expect out of getting creative writing?
What's that?
I say, can you speak on that a little bit more? I'm sure the listeners want to know a little bit more about that. Like, creative writing, that's something that, you know, a lot of people need. If you're not in school, if you're in school, if you're an artist, if you just want to put some thoughts down, you want to blog or Facebook, what can someone expect out of your creative writing class? Because, you know, HCC is my alma mater. Go Hawks.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, what I hope that the person takes away from the creative writing class is that, like, writing is therapeutic, right? It's therapeutic. And just to encourage the writer to be real, and if this is really their passion to express themselves, then give them a system of, you know, getting their thoughts together and how to put their thoughts on paper.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you're writing fiction, how to be real with fiction. So it's just to, you know, enhance and encourage, you know, motivate and inspire, basically.
That's what's up.
All right. I feel you. I appreciate you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will be in tune to that shit. Philip Blaine.
Yeah, man.
I need you to let the listeners know.
All right,
where
first
the
and
hell
foremost,
you about to be? Where they can find this new mixtape? Look here.
All
bullshit aside, all bullshit aside, I'm keeping it 100 with niggas. This shit, this fucking mixtape is the hottest shit pumping in Central Florida. Motherfuckers are all over this shit because this shit is what it is.
Hey, hold on. Hey, this is the thing. Before I say anything about what my music is about, I want to give a shout out to all my stoner chicks out there. Please come check me out. You're going to be the loveliest thing in the crowd, you know what I mean? But nah, I just wanted, you know what I'm saying, just let you know. Now, the music, man, it's something different. Really, it's just it's a compilation of some hot verses that I had spit on other ventures, you know? So, I mean, it's pretty cool, you know? One of my favorite tracks, though, it's called I Be On It, man. I mean, the lyrical content is just so, I mean, extensive, man. You really got to, like, pay attention or you might get lost.
Yeah. So, with that said, we're going to jump into that song. But, hey, I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't getting on no spaceship or nothing with the nigga.
That's all right. We ain't gotta
I just recognize real good hip-hop music.
Hey, you can stay here.
And I know this shit is good.
On Earth.
I love her.
You can
I
stay here
her.
On Earth on the day that the Earth stands still. When I take off, you know what I mean? When I go back to my planet. Yo,
yes,
hey, yo, this is Philly Blaine on the realest shit in the world, perpinfo.com, and y'all about to hear the hottest track in the world. It's called I'll Be On It.
Stay tuned for all that, but let's jump back to the music.
Top like an exponent, want a challenge, don't condone it. I'm the deputy opponent, my strategy, so I owned it. Early morning, twilight zone it. The world like Caesar, I roamed it. Attacking the ones who cloned it, forever known it, never shown it. When I meet you, would have blown it. I'm the module, transistor, interface, and key component. Never give it away alone, it. No idea how far I've grown it. To evolution, high tone it. Start to look good till you don't it. Come and get it if you want it, but I bet you're on opponents. And your chicken, that's the way your alligator about to blow it. So don't think you for a moment. I can't off the top of the dome, cause I gotta keep it locked, cause I done signed through the zone. It is apparently clear, we make it clearly apparent. No competition or opposition, we leave competitors incoherent. Standing so stupid and staring, no challenges, ain't no daring. From here to the McLaren, and no matter what I'm wearing, guaranteed to be the hottest MC, ain't no comparing. I'm swearing that I kick asses and sunglasses. Drove burn slower, so I call it blueberry molasses. Professor Philly Blaine, this is an invite to my classes. Bastards, Philly Blaine's coming with the CC. Private dancer, emo, we know homo.
You play a dress up, pause it. Step out of the closet, mess up. If you think your skills are up to par, then test me. Then I'ma beat you into submission. UFC, instruments of destruction. When I bang in for the head, knuckles crunch time, punch line, crush them till they legs buckle. Kick shit, kung fu, jab cross, 1-2. Snipes with a blade in the art of war, Sun Tzu. Sun on his grizzly, when it's fun on his dizzy. Check Nina of his city like a dizzy. We get busy to my yearly gross a milligram. My status host a willy. Raise your glasses with your host, knuckles, and dust and toast with Philly. Knuckles, joint cheese. We finally connected like the two trains meet. Knuckles got a guest spot on his own beat. Flying first class with some joint chiefs on a collision course, prepared for an explosion. Dr. Blank concoct potions that could cause corrosion. Just got so much fire within, death from an implosion. I'm dedicated to my craft, now that's devotion. You better knuckle up, Philly Blaine is of another species. We eat rappers up like two girls in one giant cup of Fifi.
Once again, we're back on the set. It's your boy Ish, talking Ish with Ish. I got my nigga, Philly Blaine.
It's the alien human hybrid, Philly Blaine, a.k.a. The Patient Zero.
Hey, nigga talking to me like he a Prius or something.
Nah, but, a little bit more than a Prius. More like prehistoric, homie.
Yes, sir. Hey, so what joints on your album are the standout joints to you?
Everything. Nah. I mean, all right. All jokes aside, man. I mean, it's hard to call.
Nah. We can keep all jokes to the side.
It's hard to call.
I'm gonna keep it 100. Cause y'all know I don't even play with the bullshit.
Yeah, man.
You can put his shit in, push play, and you can ride through the whole thing. Cause it gives you everything you fucking want.
Yeah, man. I try to do that every time. You know.
Yeah. X out that pink ass guitar.
Man, look, the pink guitar. See, there's a story behind the pink guitar, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's the story?
It's not just a guitar. It's a symbol, you know? It's a symbol that even rock stars are going to want to party, you know what I mean? Like, all the time. Regardless of what you're doing, life is the biggest party of them all, you know? You got to act like every day is a party, you know?
No, I don't feel you, but hey, yeah, let's go with it.
It's okay.
Nah, I'm going to stay focused on your music. Because when I bench off from your music, I feel like I'm going to get on a cooler and jump off head first.
As long as there's a rope around your neck, your head will not hit the ground.
Oh, damn. What? Huh? Okay. That's why I stay focused on your music.
All right, back to the music. All right, back to the music thing.
Now, there's one track on your album, on the mixtape, that you can get on iTunes now. It's up there, right?
Hold on. Let me check with my manager. Hey, yo, manager, is anything on iTunes right now? Yeah.
Can he get the mixtape on iTunes?
They can download it from you can download it from freaking Reverb Nation. You can download it on DatPiff, Bandcamp, man, yeah.
Oh. So, on that mixtape, you got a song that lasts for like 2.5 hours.
Roughly, it's about, yeah, two and a half hours, yeah. Nah, really
nah.
It's like six minutes, I think. It's called The Sixth Element.
Yeah.
It's actually a hidden track, matter of fact.
Okay, what do you mean hidden?
Actually, it's number 33. If you look at the tracks and you look at how long number 33 is, it's like 9 minutes long. So after the rebirth of Huey P in a small chronic, then The Sixth Element begins.
All right. Now, for people who ain't never been on a spaceship or whatever the hell you be flying on, explain to us earthlings what the hell you are rapping about on that track, because it's a long-ass track.
Well, if you've heard the track, the first words out of my mouth are, they won't understand. So even if I try to explain it to you, I mean, you'd sit here with the dumbfounded look on your face, and then we'd both look like assholes. So, yeah, it's kind
of
hard to explain.
One thing we both ain't going to be, now it might be one of us looking like an asshole.
Hence the reason why I didn't try to explain it. Because I do not want to be the one with egg on my face at the end of the day.
Now, what I can do, can I play a little bit of it for the people? About 3-4 minutes.
Yo, you can play the whole song if you want to. I would love for you to play like a minute of it. If they can understand the first 60 seconds, I will let them hear the next.
All right, I'm going to 60 seconds worth of it.
Turn my music up.
You
a
might
more.
Need a little bit more because I take a little, you know what I'm saying, time to come in.
Philly.
But once I go in, homie, I don't stop. Philly.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Music up a little more, yo.
Hello, meet the mixtape monolith, lyric reciting titan, bitches versing every thought, why should I waste my time writing, the product of the enlightenment, last son of the lyrics, hip-hop, very essence, embedded dead in my spirit, general to the limit, defending my independence, dummied up, under a war before you lose your head in it, I'm the giant in the village, a pilfer, plunder, and village, murder, madness, and mayhem, chaotic crimes and killings, I'm the uncaged rage, that's love, victory for villains, the valiant strategy and the wrath of the dead silence in the court with the judge's life sentence. Falling from the grace of God in Christ, denying repentance. The instant minute ending your insignificant existence. Profit with philosophy in order to talk to Prentice. Destiny to be the best MC, verbal infinite. His excellency, Philly Blaze, by words like Gerbilin. Pitches the heart of an artist with a complicated mission. Transmitted from the center of my anatomic nervous system. A force brain located right behind my forebrain. Cortex covered in pain, dramatic thoughts I can't refrain. Overload on my frontal lobe, morphing my endorphins. Socialism of the flow, even the blood my veins. Psychometric in society, continue to keep competitors with total test anxiety. Random selection, shaking surveillance of case studies. A conditional responsible lead, your face bloody. Constant clairvoyant prediction, apparent motion, extrasensory repossession, adapting to every notion. Imprinting the essence of every word into your psyche. You still gotta respect me, whether you love, hate, or dislike me. Fuck you, faggots, and fight me.
Yes.
Never be like you, so I hope
look,
that you understand
I'm staking my reputation on the line, and I got to keep it 100 with niggas. This shit, this, if you got this mixtape, you already know. If you don't have it, you really need to cop it. The beats are sick as fuck. You're getting great lyrical content. You're able to touch ground on every aspect.
And we will be selling hard copies Friday night at the concert.
Yes, sir.
We are making donations.
Where is this concert being held?
It is at the Tropic Lounge in Tampa off of Waters Avenue at Washington.
All right. Man, Philip Blaine, I want to appreciate you and give you a thanks for coming in, showing love. I got to go ahead and take a slight commercial break. And we coming in 1 minute. We got to get on this relationship shit. Cause
that's what's up, homie. I appreciate y'all having me, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime I can tell
you. No more teleport. I need you to walk into.
I will know, and I will disappear every time like a ninja. You know how we do it.
Hey.
Rockstar Kids, Philly Blaine. Holla.
My man.
Thank you. area why y'all clown. They say that the bigger that they are, the harder they fall down. I'm only 5'6" just like 5'9" or 5'10". Hot mind rhyme another 5'9" and Eminem or new nickel and shady. Quick to dick in your lady. Get the Smith and hit you with it till you get it to pay me. Damian Marley driven cause I did it for the baby. Shadow Nia Phoenix blazing Draven Hasty. And I did it all on the two that God gave me. When you run this climb sometimes it makes you crazy. Up early every morning moving never lazy. Gotta live going through a lot but still I gotta smile. Reminisce on Pac and Big, everything they try to give. Try to find a way to move my ass about my mama's grip. I'm at the bottom, but I'll be back on the peak again. Reach for the top soon as the hook's up in the feet again.
Yes, yes, we're back on the air.
What to do?
Yeah, I got, it's your boy, Ish. I got the co-host,
Rod Lee, and this motherfucker.
Hell yeah. So what we about to do is get into the relationship portion of the show. Got some real shit to discuss. Right now, what we are about to discuss is the relationship back door. A.K.A. the call center back door. It's about that call center environment.
First, can you please tell me what back dooring is? What is that?
The call center back door is you got a perfectly great relationship at your house.
Right, right.
But your wife works at a call center.
Well,
she just so happens to sit next to a real ass motherfucker who is just spending 8 hours a day listening to the bad shit. She ain't talking about the good shit she got going on at home. She want to bring up the bad shit. So that whole 8 hours, he ain't got nothing better to do but to listen to her run a motherfucking trap. And all of a sudden now he's a great conversationist.
He's a great listener.
Great listener. You know how to. Oh, shit, I ain't got to coach him up no more. Go. You know where I'm headed with this shit.
That's easy.
Yeah. Hey, so all of a sudden, you know, slid in back door.
Smash music.
Yeah, yeah. You got any other, what else you want to call it?
Laying pipe, cram.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Beat it up.
Beat that pussy down, mother. Whoop.
Yeah.
Nah. But I understand.
It's, yeah. So what I want to talk about is the game that is involved with that. Because they always want to think like, oh, see, you do what he doesn't do. You listen. You this. You that. But shit, you listening because you ain't got nothing better to fucking do.
You don't punch in.
You got 8 hours of this shit.
You getting paid for this shit.
You fine as fuck. I want to cut you. I'm on clock. I'm getting paid for it, for one. So, yeah, shit, I listen to you. Shit, I listen to whatever you fucking want to talk about.
Because I'm getting paid for this shit.
Hell yeah. So, hell, I'm going to listen. I'm going to be that great listener all the way up until it's time for me to smash. Now, once I smash...
I ain't talking to her ass no
Yeah,
more.
Now I'm worse than that good nigga. But shit, you don't gave me the shit now.
You dumb as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yo bad. Shit. Hey. Now you feeling bad that you don't gave a nigga the shit. Because now she finally realizing like, oh, you are after one. Well, shit, nigga, you one after thing, one thing.
Yeah, you. I hate when females do that.
Yeah, because shit, I was the only motherfucker searching. You were searching for something, too. That's why you sat up here 8 hours a day for 2 weeks.
I got a question for both of y'all, brothers. How would you feel if your boo was working at the call center?
Shit, my bitch ain't working at
the
call center.
And listen. I'm saying yo boo working at the call center and
we're just struggling till we're gonna struggle until you find something other than this call center.
Bitch, one I ain't messing around with no bitch that
I feel
that
you, but
gotta work at no call
listen
center.
Where I'm going. Like say it's you know, they're paying $20 an hour at the call center she at.
Well, shit, she there.
But you, okay, she there, right? But say, you know, say y'all live together. Say y'all in the room, you know what I'm saying? By 3 in the morning, text come through. And she like, oh, that's just my friend from the job. What is you thinking? Like, and you paying all the bills. You paying your role as a man. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that. 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 in the morning, old buddy. Yeah. Old buddy from the job hit up.
Those are fucking hours.
That,
yeah, for real. Like,
hell, yeah, keeping it 100.
Those are fucking hours. After 12, it's fucking hours. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Ain't no point of texting. You should be.
Matter of fact, I ain't gonna even say after 12. After 11:32. Bitch, you get a text after 11:32, you fucking them. You fucking them. I'm gonna let you know you're fucking them. Our relationship in fucking jeopardy. Cause hey, I ain't trusting that shit.
I ain't gonna fuck you because I know what goes on in call centers. Everybody fucking each other.
Hell yeah.
And herpes travels fast.
Hey.
Wow.
Okay, one more question. Like, so what would you do in that situation if your old lady, you know what I'm saying, that you've been working hard for, and, you know, she getting texts from work buddies and stuff like late into the night?
Is my name on the lease?
Your name ain't on the lease, but you paying. Sure. Your name is not on the lease because you just sliding through. You know
I'm
going to
be
saying?
Late one month.
You're going to be late.
Hell yeah. I'm going to move my ass to Virgo Station.
For real. Secretly, I'm going to have another house being on the way.
Yeah.
Because if obviously I'm paying for this bitch house and whatnot, I can pay to stay on my own.
So you're going to know what time it is.
I'm a fucker. No, I'm a fucker in the worst way. Because like, I'm going to act like everything is cool.
We do have a caller.
Hold on. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm on the air. I have a question for y'all.
Yes.
Okay. If, for example, if the roles change, and now the girl's paying everything, but she works for a call center, she's not cheating, but her boyfriend is cheating.
The roles change.
I mean, what do you guys think about that?
Can't for everything.
And
the nigga cheating.
She's with somebody but in the back door, however you guys call it.
Okay, so she fucking off. But her nigga ain't the rich.
Nah, she's trying to say is she's working hard. Her nigga is fucking off while she's working hard.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That ain't that.
I don't think that's going to ever happen.
You think so?
Hell no, I don't think that's going to ever happen. That's not realistic.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm glad it makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the bitch tripping about some shit.
Now,
the girl. Now, I know you're working hard, right? How many hours is the dude at the crib?
Well, let's say the dude decides that when she gets home, he can go anywhere.
He can go anywhere.
Like go out while she stays home and rest, and he goes out with his friends or his other girlfriends, I guess.
Let me get this right, brother. So, Carl, what you're saying is you're out working hard, and you know you come home and you're ready to chill with your man. And talk about your hard day, and what happens is when you get home, he leaves.
Right.
So when he leaves, you feel abandoned,
like
or how do you feel at that point?
I mean, not abandoned. It's just what would you do if that was you? Like, what would you guys do if you were in that situation? You're working hard, and you get home, and now the girl decides that she's going to go out with her friends. And how you have time while you rest. I'm putting What would you guys do in that situation? That's what I'm trying to see.
Were you 100% faithful in that relationship?
Okay. Now, you in a relationship and you want to go like off because you, it sounds like you're going out because of revenge. You have to have trust in the relationship before you guys can have a relationship. If there's no trust in the relationship, you have no relationship. You just two people that stand together.
And did you ever cheat on that man?
No.
That wasn't too convincing.
I can't even believe that shit. No. That shit was way. I need a little more confidence in that shit.
Sorry, you could do like. I don't know. Line test or something.
I did not cheat
on that guy.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, if you ain't cheat, then what you worried about?
Oh my God! You really don't get it. It's okay though.
No, I'm sorry. Don't, because if I'm okay, my girl at she working hard, whatever, and I'm at home. Usually, I'm at home. I'm doing something to like productive. So when she goes home, I'm trying to make sure everything's straight at the house before I peel out. Now, if I do go out, it's usually probably with the homies, with my friends or anything, just like chilling because I'm in the house all day. I'm making sure the house clean, everything else is, laundry's done, dishes is washed, all this stuff is done, which is work. Cause
laundry, son.
Man, that is work. Do you not know housewives do, man?
Yeah, that's some real shit.
That's some real work.
I can speak now, on it firsthand. It takes a lot.
You going to work, you may like your job. I don't know too many motherfuckers that like sitting at home and doing laundry and cleaning the house.
Let me ask you this last thing before I let you guys go. I have to go. Would you leave everything aside, like all your baggage? Say you start a relationship, right? Would you leave your old relationships behind? Or are you going back to those people in the meantime that you're with your current girlfriend? Just because they're talking to you again.
I'm gonna leave, it depends on how I feel. Wherever my heart is leading me to, that's where the fuck I'm gonna go. If my heart's leading me one way and I feel one way, then that's where the fuck I'm gonna go. I don't know how else to go but where your heart is leading you to. If your heart is telling you, hey, maybe my heart. If my heart is telling me otherwise, then shit, I'm gonna do otherwise. I don't know.
Alright, that's good enough. Good talking to you guys, and keep talking, I guess.
Yeah, what you ain't gonna do is keep calling in here with subliminal messages and shit, though. I feel a little type of way about it. I'm gonna just let you know. I feel like I know you, but I don't know you.
But it is what it is.
Thank you for calling, caller. Okay, back to backdooring. Now, that was a weird call. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I don't know. Whatever. Fucking off in the workplace. It could be great. It could be wonderful. I hope one day that I get to fuck off in the workplace like that. Now, when you start to take that stuff into the home, and you everything has no.
He said that. He said he hopes one day.
He hopes to fuck off one day in a work environment like that. They ain't giving a damn whether he married happily, in love, or nothing. One day, though, that one day he holds the fuck off like that in a relationship, though. He just wants that relationship.
Now, if it crosses boundaries as going outside the workplace, then that's too much. The female should know that this is the work environment and this is the work relationship. This is the work relationship. Now, if you getting pissed off about me fucking off these other hoes, you should have at least talked to one of these. I know you talking to other these bitches. in this motherfucker. And you should already know what type of person I am. So
that is true. Not only that, my thing is, you got to know your mate. Not only do you have to know your mate, you got to know the circumstances that you're putting your mate into. Most cheating happens in work environments. If a motherfucker is going to cheat on you, it's going to be at work because they're spending, really, majority of their day is wrapped around spending time around somebody who's willing to listen. Why they're willing to listen? It's because they got the time on their hands where the person they're in a happy relationship with doesn't have that time on their hands because you're working in separate environments. So you get home, you want to explain your day to that motherfucker. He's tired. You're tired. You got to eat. By the time it's all said and done, all y'all want to do is go to sleep together. But meanwhile, she can wake up fresh, happy, ready to tackle a new day and rap to this guy for 8 hours strong. Next thing you know, they're going to lunch together. Next thing you know, can't shit he say not be funny.
Follow ass. One.
Everything this guy is saying is funny. Next thing you know, she's like, oh, one of my coworkers is so funny, so funny. We laugh every day. Next thing you know, she don't even want to talk to you about that coworker because now in her head, she's already had dreams about fucking him. Next thing you know, she's actually fucking him. Next thing you know, you want to call him like he did something wrong. That's that motherfucker you're fucking with did something wrong. All he did was play the call center back door.
You rat bastard.
Then you can't be mad. She chose. Niggas, please don't get mad.
You rat bastard.
She chose to fuck with that nigga. Now, if you go ham on that bitch, I ain't mad at you. But try to keep it cool, calm, and collected at all times. Play the game. And play to win.
We've just discussed the call center back. So how much time we got left?
15 minutes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break.
I'm sorry, 7 minutes.
Oh, shit.
That's not right.
That ain't a lot of time. Fuck a commercial.
Hell yeah.
Hey, fuck that. Call in to 646-478-3372. I got a young man who wants to share his point of view, too. I'm going to get him on the set. He ain't been on the set yet. I think he prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? I got to get this last co-host, he's 47. I need to get a young man's point of view on this shit.
Yo, what up, what up?
What's your name, man? Where you from?
A Bizzle. From the city, Plant City, Florida, 3351. Shit, I forgot what it is. 33563. Yeah,
down.
Yeah.
Hey, he just showed his you. He don't even know his damn zip code. But you do know women.
Yes.
You've dealt with a few, right?
Yes. Some famous, some not so famous. For real.
Yes, sir. Now, how do you feel about the call center back, though?
I feel like, yes, it is a great opportunity. But, like, nigga got to be handling business, like, 24-7. Like, if the nigga ain't handling being with a nigga that she worked with, then, hey, fault goes on both of them because she shouldn't have them thoughts in his head, but he shouldn't, like, give the bitch the reason to, like, think that.
So you going to blame the good guy?
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying niggas be backdoing, and niggas know that niggas be backdoing, so they need to tighten their shit up.
You speaking like a nigga that's on back, though. Honestly.
Because I have.
Okay.
Nigga, one time I even backdoed a nigga that was backdoing a nigga. Pause. Like, super pause, but it happened.
Yeah, I needed that pause.
Super pause, too. My fault.
I needed that pause. Yeah, it didn't come out correct, but I know what you were saying.
Like the bitch was backdoing. Like, a bitch was cheating on her nigga with her nigga, and she was cheating on the nigga she was cheating with me. That's what it means. Sorry. funny. But it happened. Niggas don't be taking business like I be taking care of business, I guess.
I think it's an illusion of you taking care of business.
Yeah. Now, what it is
what opens up
reality is what brings in the call center back door or at any job place, what brings in the back door is you're only as faithful as your options most of the time. So if you have no other, like if nothing better has come your way and you don't start perceiving like, okay, this coworker listens to me, he understands me, and all this. But shit, that's just the regular game that a guy's gonna play anyway until he gets you.
For real, but like, okay, sometimes a nigga can like come see her on a lunch break just to make sure like she ain't partying with a nigga. Like, cause that's like some sketchy shit. Like,
hey,
I'll parlay with a bitch on a lunch break easy.
But a lunch break is only a lunch break is only 30 minutes. I got 8 hours.
Damn, you right.
I got 8 hours, bro. Or a lunch break is 30 minutes too. If your 30 minutes is a bullshit job, an hour if it's an okay job. But you know, it still don't compare to them 8 hours I got right beside the rapping.
Yeah, yeah. That's why listen, niggas gotta rap, stay texting their bitch too.
Yeah, you do. Sure. You do.
Hey,
I
got to
text here in 5 minutes, bitch.
What
I need
doing?
To respond ASAP.
Yeah. But see, you can't really play it like that because if you play it like that,
you lame.
Meanwhile, she's showing the nigga that's sitting next to her. See what I'm talking about?
Look how weak this nigga is.
He don't trust me.
I got this nigga all wrapped around my finger and all this other shit.
Getting on my nerves.
This nigga so annoying. Man, damn, bless you, cuz. And this nigga so annoying, dog. I hate his ass.
Let's go on lunch together. Hey, listen, he LAL. Lame as fuck.
So you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
Pretty much.
What I'm trying to tell the motherfucker is, unless your woman is working at an all-female facility,
shit is not safe.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of niggas like us, I guess. We out here. Yeah, then you got
it. I'm a country nigga. I stay coming in the back, though. Like,
yeah.
No, hey.
Pause.
Sorry.
Pause. It's just way too many hours throughout the day you spending around this guy that you ain't fucking.
Yeah, because then y'all get like
until you eventually fucking him.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how it works.
That's exactly how it works. Fuck. Like, you just got to limit the time that your bitch work at a call center, I guess.
Like, I have 4 hours. 4 hours, bitch. That's
like,
all you
bitch, part. Get you can only work here for 3 months.
Part time. Hey, and if I catch it, you got to quit right, ASAP. I need to quit ASAP. That's what happened to me, bro.
Ryan said, as long as the bitch don't give him herpes, he cool. Like, fuck it, man.
Hey, but listen, that what is a pound sign? True
hashtag.
Life.
Hashtag.
True young life. Man. True life, he made a quit, bro.
Yeah.
How I feel, bro. Cause, hey, you can't work here no more. You rapping too much.
Yeah, that bitch, that bitch would be on there like, well, I can't never.
So,
shit.
I got 90 seconds to ask my producer this. So, have you dealt with this shit firsthand?
Firsthand, bro. Firsthand. I mean, every scenario I go.
Okay, I want to hear about your most recent episode. You got 60 seconds.
Man, real quick, man, you know, I mean, I'm back going, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to, but I ain't knowing, she ain't telling me the whole deal. That's the thing, your woman ain't going to tell the man at the job the whole deal, because she going to open the back door. She going to crack it open and let you know you can come in the back door, but you don't know it's really the back door, you think it's the front door. So I'm thinking I'm coming through the front door. But I find out, you know what I'm saying, I'm backdooring because she let me know on the side that old buddy is in the background.
Fuck it,
so, you know, I play my role, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I end up getting everything I ever wanted. And you know what I'm saying, next thing I know, I'm getting messages from old buddy say, I'm a rat bastard.
Rat bastard.
Yes, I never heard. I can't say that's cool that I've been fun. Called a rap bastard. And I'm just gonna end it at that, cause you know what, man.
10 seconds,
fellas, and we got an after party.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
We got
I
an after party.
Thank y'all for
too.
Tuning in.
The live talking ish with this. It was another great show. It is what it is. You know how to find us.
What's going on? I thought about it. Nigga, we need our own segment, like me and you, and be like, young niggas say the darnest thing. Like, we just go in on different shit. I'd be like, fuck a bitch. Them bitches ain't shit, but I love them bitches.
Cut this fucking music.
Bitch, I want to hear myself.
I want to hear me. My fucking self. And my fucking self.
I ain't even work. Wait, stop. Hold up. All right. This is clarification. I fuck with Lil B. That nigga's trill. I really hope Honey Cocaine is okay. Bobby Brown was high as shit, obviously. And, Bobby Brown was high as shit. And the government is them, it's them versus us. Them against us. That's what it is. They do stuff that keep us divided. Like, that's what they try to do. Fuck it. Air quotes, because I don't know who they is or the stuff.
I
fuck
claim,
them, though.
I ain't playing they on the last show.
Fuck them and they.
I ain't playing they on the last show. We don't know who they is, but everybody knows who they is.
I don't know who they is, but them motherfuckers
know
ain't shit.
Yeah,
I know them motherfuckers ain't shit. That's all.
I need me a toner chip.
Ooh,
I need a toner.
They the ones getting all the money.
Shoot. I just want
to
be.
Not recently. We trying to get some money.
Exactly.
Y'all niggas getting money.
Y'all niggas getting money, bitch.
But I ain't got no fucking job, and bitches acting like they snatching.
You don't have a job, and
nah.
The bitches are acting like they're snatching.
But they not really.
Hit
what was just saying?
Expound on that.
Hey man, okay, I work at a school. All these hoes were short, like what he had.
I kind of like it sometimes.
Now, I'm not complaining.
I ain't complaining either, bro. You know what I love?
I love it, though.
I love fall at a major university.
Nigga, I like leggings.
Fall at a major university.
Some bitches wear leggings on all occasions.
No, they wear them short white shorts. The white girl wear them short white shorts.
And they wear leggings for no reason.
And I need me a stoner chick. They wear them short white shorts.
They don't get nothing said to them at all. Whatsoever.
No, bitches just be wearing leggings and like that shit regular. Like, bitches go to the gym in leggings and like they just be walking around like
that shit ain't regular, dog. Hey, that turned me on.
I know, that's too much. You need to watch that shit. Niggas be like, damn, this bitch is leggings and stuff. You might be a hoe. Oh, your ass.
Oh, your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
your whole ass is out, cuz.
It's out, it's out, bro.
Like, what, I'm supposed to not grab it? I'm supposed to not slap that shit? What the fuck,
dude? I gotta grab it.
Well, looking like, you looking like you want your ass back because of hanging out, kinda.
Hey, you,
your head. You wanna wear this? You wanna
hey, Rob.
Breathe.
Well, hey, you can't hear me. Can't hear you, bro. Well, fuck it.
You wanna
you walk through with the ass.
Hey,
Rob, weren't you standing at Amazing University?
Yeah, oh.
Oh, my God.
I met a bitch that was just wearing leggings a lot.
Yo, I tell you, yeah. Real life experience. I'm moving all my shit in. I get built by 14 Asian hoes. No, not hoes, like
Asian girls.
It was an Asian club on campus or something.
They all helped me. I'm feeling special as fuck.
That's a special feeling, brother.
I got the kids on Facebook. Like, and I was an
uncle.
You know you got that Asian fetish though, and she's Asian,
cuz. Shots out to USF. Bulls. Bulls. Go Bulls.
They're taking away alcohol. But before that, oh my God, USF is the place to be.
Hell yeah. Bitches just let you stay in their room.
Wow.
Bitches just let you stay in
that
room.
That shit go back to 9-8, you know what I'm saying? 9-8, I remember doing that in
9-8. Shit, like 2 years ago, like a year ago.
They ain't stopped.
What?
It's whole, dog, it's whole
Iota.
Dog is Lord. If you a nigga,
damn,
like a real ass nigga.
Like me and my dog.
Like a, you smoke, you do all this shit.
Like you just a trail motherfucker.
You just yourself.
Like the hoes gonna love you. Like you ain't trying to perpetrate on a fraud or
none of
that shit.
Like,
you ain't faking no funk on a nasty dunk or none of that shit.
And he's not lying.
Yeah,
he has
I
one of the Members Only
no
jackets. He fucking hoes.
That's
real.
You want to smoke?
That's real.
I want to zip this shit up and buckle it right now.
Nigga, I had a bitch in my room, and I was like, look, nigga, all right, you ain't putting in on this weed, but you finna put something. Because, like I'm a trill ass nigga. I know that. I mean, I got trill family. My brother trill. My niggas trill. My cousin's trill.
Hey, tell them about the trill photos, son.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, nigga.
I do a lot of shit.
We trill, nigga.
You know, like, I don't stop. I
can't stop,
won't stop. But I run a fucking clothing line.
My shit never
all clothing. You won't even see that until
we thought it was gonna be at 12 o'clock tonight, but that was a change of plan.
Well, he's tuned into the after party.
37 minutes after 12.
Young niggas talking shit
Young niggas talking shit. God, nigga, come through, looking clean.
Oh, nigga, I hate old niggas in the club, dog, because they be bullshitting, dog. Like, I hate cuffing niggas in the club. What the fuck you come with your bitch in the club for? That don't make no damn sense.
Now, what the fuck do y'all go to the club together for? Like, bitch, y'all can't just be at home and do that shit?
For real.
What the fuck?
Starbucks or some shit.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
Nigga, some McDonald's be 24 hours, nigga. Go keep that bitch
Dunkin'
to a meal.
I don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
Is the best coffee ever, son.
I don't fuck with coffee that much. That shit is crack. But
when you get older, I ain't old. I'm 24. You know what I'm saying? But when you get old,
but Starbucks is the shit.
Hey, you gotta have that caffeine, my brother.
But
caffeine.
Starbucks,
it's about coffee and Coke.
Nigga,
and that's Coca-Cola,
whoa.
My son.
Oh,
my dude.
Like, what the fuck, nigga?
Coca-Cola, my dude.
That powder. Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James.
This is Rick James.
Dog, but nigga, Starbucks got this white mocha, nigga, and that shit go hard. And then they got this tea, cuz.
Dog, Starbucks is over 24.
Nigga, what's the name of that tea, nigga?
Oh, you talking about Tati?
Nigga, that shit was started by a black man. What, you the oppressor now?
dog.
What black man?
Starbucks is open 24 hours.
It wasn't Magic Johnson, but it was a black dude. I don't know.
A black. So hold on. You mean to tell me a black dude
started Starbucks? Yes.
Every Starbucks.
Yep. My stepmama told me, and I take it as truth.
I don't believe that.
Go to Starbucks.
My stepmom knows everything.
Nigga, go to Starbucks.
And we can Google that. Let me Google that.
Boom. I'm telling you, it was started by a black dude.
It's the emo freak bitch at every Starbucks.
Always. And them hoes you got fucking too.
Dude, I ain't trying to promote this shit.
We're gonna Google that.
Like, I don't work on that.
Starbucks
pay me. You can check it out.
Just nigga, Starbucks is the shit. That shit got free Wi-Fi and shit, nigga.
Wi-Fi.
Like, nigga, you can go, nigga, and sit. Like, listen, this ain't what I do, but like, I'm just saying hypotheticals, my nigga. Like, if you just ain't got shit to do. Or, nigga, go to one of the outside tables, nigga, and get on the internet and surf, you know? You know how niggas be surfing, nigga, motherfucking, what, Bang Bros and shit?
If I go...
Just surf. That's what niggas do. Nigga, I'm gonna go and try to see how many people I can catch on that shit.
Nigga, if I go broke today, I'm straight.
Straight.
I got an iPad, nigga. I go there.
Internet's
there.
Nigga, live at fucking
I live at
McDonald's. We all got a
Starbucks.
Radio show
in the world. Niggas call you, man. But like you get that shit on your iPad, you like, what you want, nigga? I got the free internet.
I got internet. You paying for that shit.
No, the angry black man is a funny nigga, though.
You paying for that shit.
No, that nigga got on Pokemon, and that nigga was like, what the fuck, nigga? They had 150. They want to catch all the motherfuckers. Now they got like 3,000, and I don't know none of them bitches.
I can't catch
that shit.
Shit
was funny.
Yo, nigga, I recognize angry black man. I couldn't catch them fucking Pokemon early.
Nigga, Pokemon was the shit. Nigga, I was the shit on the nigga, on the Game Boy. Nigga, I had silver. Nigga, I had yellow and red.
I was a hustling nigga. I sold
love,
shit.
Son. A-hole
that shit was trill as fuck.
A-hole
fuck
son. I had to start the music.
Yo, son.
How the fuck you talking about a black man started Starbucks?
That's just what I heard through
black
the grapevine.
Black man angry
girl.
Is
man, grapevine.
Funny. That, hey, man.
Who started it then?
That was a California grapevine?
Man, I don't know. Who started it, though?
Starbucks.
BET.
Black.
BET said.
Well,
black
you know, mama said.
Racist
you know,
black man.
Mama said it was started by a black guy. That's what mama said.
Oh, hold on. Richest ever.
No, see, nigga, you was trying to down talk mama. I'm about to fight now. That's what Bobby did, cuz.
We jumped, nigga.
Shit ain't fair, nigga. Overwhelming forces,
ain't
nigga.
Ain't no fucking nigga. Fair fighting. Nigga, we old. We young niggas. Nigga, we jump.
Nigga, we young old niggas, cuz. I hate
that
shit.
That young niggas with y'all,
nigga,
man.
Like, we, like, for real, think about it, nigga. We young.
Like
that's
I'm
old
enough
young niggas.
To drink. But I'm the youngest of the old people. So it like, kind of sucks.
Like, we
I'm
just
the oldest of the young
ass.
People,
right.
But I'm the youngest of the old people.
Nigga,
I'm in the middle.
Nigga, fuck 22, nigga. Nigga, fuck when you get 22. That shit is just a bad
your age,
ass predicament,
your age doesn't
my nigga.
Matter. From the ages of 22 to fucking 20.
Nigga, that's why I'm looking for me a 45-year-old girlfriend.
Man.
So we can help each other out.
I'm looking for, like, thick cheeks. Ass cheek.
I don't see no fat. Hold on.
I don't like skinny hoes. I'm not gonna lie to you. I hate skinny hoes.
I done fucked a lot
I
of
love
skinny bitches.
Hoes,
I done fucked a lot of skinny bitches, and
that's
I ain't
best.
Complaining.
That's the best,
nah.
Bro.
I'm not
that's
complaining. Them,
fuck that.
Them be my girls, cuz.
I don't like skinny.
Like skinny
I'll
girls fuck with me,
better.
And fat girls fuck with me. I don't
fuck them.
Yeah,
right.
Dog, I don't know what the fuck you
right.
With fat bitches.
Hold up.
I can't say all that.
Man, you had bad times with fat bitches. You need to get off.
Well, that's why I don't fuck with fat bitches like that. Duh.
Hey, son, I'm going
to
play the music.
No
I can't
offense
find
to
it
any
if you
fat
talking
bitches.
About a black guy starter.
But
wow.
I fuck with fat bitches at times.
I ain't find that.
I get skits, my dick lit.
I put in a black guy started a Starbucks and it came up with Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger. You mean to tell me Tiger started Starbucks? Wow.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
That's why they got T's and shit.
Tiger Woods.
That's why they got T's and M's or something, nigga.
Tiger Woods had all white bitches sucking his dick. He's my
man,
hero.
That nigga had like 35 bitches, dog.
He's my hero.
Nigga, like all the bitches, them bitches was having meetings before that shit even came out. Nigga, and they was like, all right,
we gonna go in at once.
We gonna get this nigga. And the nigga can't deny all of us. Like if one bitch just come up like sporadically, like they be like, man, I ain't fuck that bitch. and that shit get pushed aside. They was like, fuck, we got, we fuck Tiger Woods meetings going on. They posted that shit on Facebook.
Fuck being like Michael Jordan. I want to be like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, yeah, dog.
Tiger Woods is a true
that
nigga.
That nigga had 35 bitches on his dick.
For shizzle. For
shizzle. Like the base guy. Base guy is my friend. Lil B is my friend. Fuck what the mother niggas was talking about. Lil B is that nigga.
Tiger Woods.
Lil B is that nigga. Fuck what the mother niggas was talking about.
Base guy.
And that nigga's my friend. And I really, really, really hope Honey Cocaine is all right.
Having honey cocaine.
She got shot, nigga.
Because of Tiger pussy.
Nigga, she got shot, nigga.
All like, because of Tiger.
Like, they said Tiger shooting. Like, the first thing ran across my mind, I promise. I really hope honey cocaine is all right.
She is. She's all right now. She's
stable.
Her strike.
All right, cool.
They're actually going to push her out, but they pushing Tigers back now.
Dog, I really fought with honey cocaine.
Dog.
Got an Asian bitch on my left,
I want some honey cocaine.
Side.
I've never experienced
right,
that.
Side. But she, I think she's like young as shit. That's why I ain't trying to fuck with her. But I think she's like young as shit.
She got shot. She grown. She got shot. She grown.
I do.
I'm having a baby.
But I don't know
baby,
like, how old she is because I'm 22. I'm a young old nigga. I can't fuck with bitches that be like if she's 17, I can't
but
do that.
You're also an old young nigga.
I can't do
that. Oh, this shit trip.
Yeah.
Running up the flagpole.
I'm a trip nigga. I wrote this in 2 minutes. I wrote that in 2 minutes.
While he was talking.
The first line was the dumbest shit in the world. Nigga, you hear that? You see that? Who thinks of shit like that? Only me.
This nigga has a 4D phone with a members only jacket on. This nigga is the coolest nigga I know.
And he's 12 years younger than me. Willie Ray said I was the coolest nigga ever.
This is the only nigga I know.
He said it. Coolest nigga ever.
Yeah, dog. Play both of these niggas a beat. Y'all niggas get on
nigga,
the mic.
Nigga, I told y'all I was the coolest nigga ever, and Willie Ray just told y'all that. Nigga, I told y'all that on Lazy Sundays. LazySundaze. That's AB, Lazy Sundays. That shit is trill as fuck.
Right, and I,
Robert Rolando shot it. That's my motherfucking nigga. Rob.
Hit a nigga back up.
Yo,
nigga. Videos,
fucking local music. I fuck with that shit. AMK, I fuck with that shit. Ordinary music. I fuck with that shit. Nigga.
Fuck a Tyler the Creator.
Damn, I fuck with that nigga.
Taco, I got
Rob,
me, and AB
in
the building.
Nigga, I fuck with all that shit.
Like
but I'm a trip nigga, too. I fuck with all that shit.
Who's
but
not?
Nigga, like, nigga.
I work with Satanists.
Fuck it. Nigga, everybody's a Satanist. When
yeah,
I
say he was one. He said he works with one. He's employed where his place of employment
but,
has
yeah.
Whatever.
Two young trill ass motherfuckers.
Cool shit.
Two dope
He's
ass
cool
niggas.
Shit.
We just two niggas.
Because he does the shit I do on a regular.
I used to
but
do,
he gets paid for it.
Like, we do shit
like
that.
Y'all niggas rap to the beat,
oh.
Man. Y'all niggas.
Biggest nigga living. Magic Johnson. Take so much cash in my brain. I'm Richard Price. I'm up. Fuck,
niggas.
I said it right. Damn,
sickest,
nigga. I thought I fucked up.
Sickest nigga living.
Nigga, I thought I had fucked
Call
up.
Call me
I'm
Magic
like,
Johnson.
Sickest nigga living, I'm Magic Johnson. Stack so much cash in my brain, I'm Richard Branson. Looking for a chick to give me like Jessica Simpson. That's stupid. She must be homeless, distant cousin. I'm buzzing, I'm a nuisance. Young nigga cool as shit, I'm talking that igloo shit. That windmill, when I kick it with your girl, she be the coolest bitch. Like I wrote this in minutes and it's an instant classic. I'm on my John Madden, while y'all niggas just sit around on your asses. And I'm elegant and classy, y'all niggas classless and nasty. Throw away flows, y'all niggas cause you're trash. Y'all beat down the ashy, while I'm just getting fucked up with your bitch. Could you please tell that hoe that ass me?
Fuck. You drunk.
A little bit.
wait.
A little bit.
Still
but that shit
bit.
Was trill.
You still ripped that bit.
Nigga, I wrote that shit in like 2 minutes,
you
man.
You still ripped that bit.
I wrote that shit when it was like, I'm gonna let you do this shit. And I was like, all right. And then I wrote that shit.
Word.
Fuck.
Right.
Nigga, Lil B ill, man. Fuck what y'all was saying. Lil B is that nigga. Lil B is that nigga. I hope I didn't forget that.
You want me to freestyle? Off the dome? Well, fuck it. I'm gonna freestyle how I wanna freestyle. None of this other shit like y'all be talking.
Boom. You freestyle, I freestyle.
I want my dick sucked by every race in America. Every race in America, I want my dick sucked.
Bitch.
All you bitches licking my nuts and all that shit.
All that
suck
shit.
Suck come off my dick, nigga, and all that shit.
All that shit. That shit still tumbling, bitch. All that shit.
Yeah,
put the dick in your throat and lick my balls and shit. Bitch. All that shit.
I can make any song, any day, any way, to any beat, any day. I'm probably finna make 1,000 songs tonight, like Lil B, Marin Reed. Nigga, fuck it, rhyming. I'm still the chakra, nigga. My dog told you that.
Big
fuck
dog.
Rhyming, nigga.
Nigga,
nigga. We set real bars, nigga. Real bars.
Real shit, bitch.
So what? I'm gaining weight. Lick my nuts, ho. Fuck it. Lick my nuts, ho. And I ain't eating pussy.
The hook.
After hours.
That was the hook. Lick my nuts, ho.
Rod Lee.
Damn, second money. Lick my nuts, ho. I ain't eating no pussy. Lick my nuts, ho.
I'm just playing. I actually can rap. Like, those for real.
We rap.
I just like having fun.
Hell yeah.
Most people don't have fun with that shit.
Because, listen, they say if you want good service fast, that shit ain't going to be cheap. And if you want, like, good service cheap, that shit ain't going to be fast. So I like to put time and effort in this shit.
So, yeah.
So whenever I freestyle, that shit is going
to
be like...
You need to talk to him.
Oh shit! What? Oh, boom!
Extraordinarily mediocre.
I'm about to fuck with this shit. I'm about to fuck with this shit.
You get it too. I've been here.
Ah. The fallen from the past.
All right. Look at them bones. I've been drinking so far
from godless
conscience. This shit is dope. Shout out to Romali. For sure, that shit. This shit is tight.
I'm big fan.
Get that static frequency is out now.
He is the father of lies. He will seek the poison of life.
You a chill.
You love it.
This shit is dope. I gotta work on my shit. Swinging swords, I'm reckless. I'm coming at your neck and your necklace, so protect it. My style ain't nothing to fuck with. Be careful. I fuck shit up for fun. Y'all ain't really fucking with the one. Grasshopper, that your son. I practice so I can be the master, the one.
Shit, I'm blaze it up. Alright.
Look, fuck.
Mr. Selector. Coming to the stereo live from the motherfucking island.
You'll probably never meet another nigga that's trillin'. Probably wanna be around this nigga. Your bitch wanna be around this nigga. But he never see me around cause he ain't got new sticker. Grand Prix sticker. I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling versus, and this shit is just as perfect that I'm thinking that I'm written now. I'm just trying to get about the thoughts up in my mind. When I run, I leave no time. But before I leave this time, I'm burst. I'm on the jail from the young and I was cursed. To be a prophet on a life and on a life, but I like it.
He's like 3 bars at a time, nigga.
You go.
I'm chronic rolling. Look at the papers I'm holding. Bitches, this is the element shit. Y'all ain't fucking with it.
And if you ain't fucking with it, then I ain't fucking with it. Rocking with it. I'm trying to get my dick fucking with it. With the white bitches never even rocking with it.
These niggas lucky enough shit.
Fuck all them bitches. Nappy headed hoes and all. Don Imus. Fuck that. I'm a rhymer in this bitch. And I do this shit on time with.
That was dope. That's hard. I had to follow in and run.
I don't know about that. I wasn't really even paying
attention. I think I say fucking all these hoes like Don.
I wasn't really even paying attention.
I said white bitches, Latin bitches, and black hoes. And then I said something about never headed bitches. I'm Don Imus. I'm a rhyming. She was right on time.
And if he's fucking all them, I'm probably going to be fucking them too. Especially their friends and their little sisters and shit. But I don't want to rap anymore.
Them hoes looking on my dick and shit. Like, that shit was so bizarre. Ride with a bitch. I'm with a bitch. We in the same car. We just fucking off. I thought I was going
to
spit my last bar. It's all good. We fucking around. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm
going to start it.
Ooh.
Members only jacket. Gray tank top. Camo pants, Vans. Red and blue shit, surfer shit, hemp shit. I'm a hippie, let my hair grow long and nappy. Fuck that shit, I'm a little snappy. I'm a turtle, fuck that. Bitch, I'm...
Fuck. Even in sweatpants, I bet that I can get your bitch to dance. And call up other hoes, tell them we got some friends over here, nigga, too. They be like, damn, nigga, that's your crew. I be like, hell yeah, me and my dogs, they be Ish, Willie Ray, Jeff, and Cole Ray.
Diabetes.
Talking to the mic, nigga.
Brain loss, limits, man. If y'all can't,
I think y'all turned my mic up and not him.
His mic all the way up.
It's all cool, though. It's
mic
okay.
All the way
yo,
up.
Fucking low talking ass.
Man, y'all know I talk low.
Listen. I'm used to that potent shit, that Kush shit. That's all I smoke, not that Bush shit. Fuck Bush shit, that nigga don't like blacks. Look at what happened with Katrina snap. Look at all them niggas that just snap. Fucking go around murdering niggas and all that. Fuck it.
That's
I don't know. Fuck it.
That shit happened.
Putting
niggas on spots and shit.
Well, that shit did happen, my fault. Man, fuck, nigga, that's my nigga, cuz.
Justin Bieber.
Yo, Justin, that nigga Justin Bieber is that nigga.
He's a dude. He wrote that shit. But
that nigga had freestyles on that.
Oh yeah. Dog, I heard he was like, I thought he was like hurt young producing, like, I don't know, like Kanye was trying to put that nigga on his wing. I was like, shit, nigga, Kanye.
Get out of Nicki.
Nigga, I'll fuck this. Nigga, I'll blast the silicone out that ass, nigga.
For
you
real.
Know, nigga, I'll. Nigga, I fuck the shit out of nigga.
Like, you can't come out the house like that.
Look at that shit, cuz. Like, nigga, if I was an Asian nigga, I'd be trying to fuck right now. Like, I'd be like, where the fuck is nigga Minaj at? Like, where's her hotel at? Like, I would want to be the bellhop for that hotel.
Yo,
and I'm going to go knock on that bitch's door and try to tell her all this shit she want to hear, now, nigga.
Hey, I would.
Like, fuck that nigga you with, cuz.
Jay Reed eat that pussy.
Hey, all day. All day.
All day, every day.
Every day. Hey, she going to know me.
Nigga, I'm going to just start greeting hoes. Like, hey, hoes. Take your shirt off.
Yo,
you on your head like a helicopter. Shout out to Petey Pablo.
I didn't think that was real, but damn if it's real.
Bro, nigga, she was shooting the video like Starship and that shit like there. And like when she did that Massive Attack, I don't really like that song that much.
I don't really
can't follow along with it. But
I don't really like her as an artist.
No, man, Massive Attack.
I like
nigga,
her as an ass.
We got guns that the bum bum. Nigga,
damn
fuck that
artist,
song for real.
That
ass is fat. Nigga, I feel like Soulja Boy when I say that, but damn, that ass is fat.
Good.
Damn, that shit is nice.
That shit
is Nicki. Nigga, like, that shit is like Angel Lola Love, like Angel Malacca, like, that's that type of ass. Like, nigga, that's like a Roxy Reynolds type, like, Roxy Reynolds-esque type ass, you know?
Even fuck off with your ass, like, for real.
I do it.
I'm impregnated.
I ain't
ODB style, let me put a baby in your butt. That's what he used to say. Hey, let me put a baby in your butt. Straight up. For real.
Straight up, nigga. Straight up.
For real.
Purpleinfo.com. Check it out. Nigga Minaj, live in the
face.
I'm doing the Bobby Brown in the
like,
Thug
if
Love.
If they don't come out with a Nicki Barbie. Hey, have they came
no,
out with a Nicki Barbie
my thug and my loving thug. That's what, nigga, we watched that video in Lakeland, like, recently. That nigga was taking off his jacket. That nigga was, them niggas was crunk as fuck. I ain't saying they was coked the fuck up or nothing, but
hey.
Them niggas was crunk as fuck.
Hey, we're not sure what type of substance Bobby Brown was on before he did
nigga,
the
Bobby, yeah, them niggas was crunk, though. I like that shit, nigga. That was energy. That was pure energy. The whole video was just pure energy. Niggas was taking off jackets. Nigga, and then Bobby did a little dance move. Nigga, Bobby is that nigga, though. Nigga, free my nigga Bobby Brown, nigga. No, nigga, we gonna need a shirt that say free Bobby Brown. I want it when it said free me and free you.
Bobby locked up.
That nigga got arrested for a DUI, but like they say they wasn't sure what he was on.
Perfect.
They don't know what he was on, but he was pulled over and arrested for a DUI.
Info.com.
Y'all niggas talking shit in this bitch. Y'all niggas talking shit in this bitch.
Hey dog, you a fucking white hoe?
Bitch, I don't fuck white hoes. A white hoe. I'm not even gonna flex with y'all. I fuck a white hoe.
Hey, dog, what
that was
what
my
a,
bitch, though.
What a,
that hoe left. That what like, a, nigga, you know how Kanye was like, my favorite girl wanna leave me just because I got a girlfriend. My freak girl told me nah, she a Christian. Like, my white bitch really moved back to Michigan. That shit was crazy. It, like, really happened. Look it up on Facebook. I promise you.
You put it, though.
Like, nigga, if you contact me on Facebook, I will send you a link to that girl's page. And it'll say she moved to Michigan and she is white.
AB Sykes-Swag.
My son and my love.
Oh, this my shit, nigga, because we was just high. Nigga, we was getting high and we was like, that nigga was like, nigga, you remember the song when Ja Rule did the song with Bobby Brown, my nigga, Hera. And I was like, yeah, and then put it up on his iPhone.
That nigga mouth was hanging on this.
Wow.
That
shit was too trill. Hell yeah, this shit was way too trill. This shit was before his time.
Where's Ja Rule?
He said this was before his
time. Like, that
nigga
about to get locked up. He was trying to get another
Before what time? Like,
before its time. Before it was ahead of time. That's what I'm saying.
Are we talking nigga time? We talking crack time? What time? Was
everybody's time. Nigga, let this shit get released. Right now,
everybody.
If Ja Rule was like still hot, nigga, the streets is buzzing, nigga.
I think you're talking crack time, brother.
Nah.
Do you miss my? That shit was true, dog.
Now about the last great pizza.
Hey,
you know you getting
bold. Shit, fresh off the boat. Fresh off the boat.
Getting fresh off the boat, bro.
And then he said dealing with kids like short for Mexican.
Hey, he said fresh off the boat. Hey, he said fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat, sniffing with them. Word from fish. Done. That nigga died too.
R.I.P. Bernie Mac.
R.I.P. Bernie Mac.
Jackass.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
R.I.P. Tavon Martin.
Ryan Dunn is.
R.I.P. Damn, that shit was sad. R.I.P. R.I.P. Everybody that we lost this year, last year, and like all the music before. This is a good one. R.I.P. Jesus. Boom. That was a real good one.
Wait, Jesus is alive.
He's alive, so not R.I.P.
But he did die.
What?
For all our sins.
Exactly. That's why I had to send a special one for him.
And I know you missed.
Duh.
Hey, and
R.I.P. Buddha.
Nigga, R.I.P. Bruce Lee, nigga. Bruce Lee is my nigga. R.I.P. Bruce Lee. Nigga, Bruce Lee was that nigga. R.I.P. Bruce Lee.
Oh, did Mr. Miyagi die?
Nah, man. I think that nigga
might be. Hey, son. Hey, son.
No,
Miss
Park. No, you can't tell me that.
R.I.P. Mr.
He
Miyagi.
He died? Miyagi?
No, they got a dance for that shit.
Wax on, wax off?
Damn. That nigga was seven.
Man,
that nigga
Miyagi
was,
ain't dead.
That nigga was 143 when he made that movie.
Well, he lived a good life.
Yeah.
That nigga was sensei.
That nigga made movies.
Miyagi dead. That's what you're telling me. Miyagi dead.
Fuck, huh? Nigga, they killed Cornbread, nigga. R.I.P. Cornbread.
How you spell Miyagi?
Nigga, R.I.P. Cornbread, nigga.
They
killed Cornbread and he ain't do nothing. Nigga,
Miyagi ain't dead, man.
Nigga, R.I.P.
How you spell Miyagi?
Damn, what that nigga name is?
Hey, call in if y'all know Mr. Miyagi.
R.I.P. Larry Fishburne's ego when his daughter started doing porn, Chippy D, and R.I.P. her porn career. Awesome. Chippy D or some shit.
Yeah, Larry Fishburne, boy, yeah,
Miyagi's dead.
But like Larry Fishburne is that nigga though. They need
Miyagi's
to make another
dead
Matrix.
Has a Facebook.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nigga, I made a line for that shit. Nigga, it was like fuck. What'd it say? It say
Miyagi dead.
Points I spot you at your disadvantage. Ah, work better
no,
from now
go
high.
Go back.
I work better from behind. I'm Chippy D in a prime
go
or
back
some shit like that.
Go back. Points look on Wikipedia.
Because the spots on
even
the ad.
Wikipedia isn't. His name is Pat Morita. Morita?
Yeah, Pat Morita.
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's gone.
Fuck, bro, when?
I think it's P-A-T.
Nigga, that nigga died in 05, cuz. I'm hurt.
What? No, son, nah, hell.
Dog, nigga, 05, nigga?
Hey,
hell, that,
nah.
I need that picture.
Hey, cuz,
we
nah.
need that picture. That nigga got the, like, the Japan Rising Sun on his bandana. I want one of them
dog,
shit.
That shit so gutter.
Nigga, ain't like, ain't I feel like Tupac mixed with
05,
Mr. Miyagi. That'd be true.
05, that nigga's gone.
That nigga was born in California, though?
You still live
well,
in
I can
kind of
see it, but I would figure, like,
every time
of,
I watch the Karate Kid.
Dog, Karate Kid was, like, that nigga was that nigga. Man.
Every time I watch my
dog, but that nigga died in Las Vegas, though.
Yeah.
So he died, like,
he
with a bang.
He was fucking hoes.
That nigga
hoes.
Was at the Buddy Ranch. He was like, hey, yeah, I'm going to pop these hey, Viagras.
Hey, all you need is a grand. All you need is a grand.
Nigga, that nigga just went to the Buddy Ranch. Bitches I can have. I feel like I'm coming to an end.
You say I got 30,000. I need 30 bitches.
Nigga. I need 30 bitches and all the Viagra pills that Las Vegas has to offer. I'm going out with a bang.
05.
Fucking Pat Morita.
He died in Las Vegas.
That's why
doing?
We ain't know about that shit. Cause
why
died in Las
why
Vegas.
Was I doing that?
Why
oh,
wasn't this on the news?
Everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, nigga.
I see
they
that.
Not gonna let us, they not gonna let us show this shit.
Why wasn't this on the news?
I don't know. That
nigga,
this...
nigga, why was this not on the news?
Straight
the bitch
news.
That had 8 babies was on the news.
This need to be breaking news right now. I don't think
you're right.
People know this.
Niggas don't know this, bro.
He wasn't in the movie
knows.
With Will Smith's son?
Nah, it was Jackie Chan.
That was Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't have
that movie. That movie was so fucking funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, if y'all ever seen that, that was a funny-ass movie. Nigga, like, Will Smith's son got his ass kicked a couple times. Funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Will Smith's son. What do you expect?
Will Smith is that nigga though. Will Smith Hancock nigga.
Does Rubik's
Cube.
No,
he's that
like
bitch.
That.
He's that bitch. He's not that nigga.
Hey, that nigga got Jada kinda. So
man,
he's
got,
that nigga.
You ain't hear about him busting his boyfriend in the head?
Oh.
Cause he a true nigga.
Right. He,
no,
he's like, hey,
gay.
Bitch.
His boyfriend was finna go out.
He's gay.
Drop the ball on him and he hit him in the head. And,
boom.
And
nigga, you ain't gonna be exposing my shit, nigga.
That's
I'm a trill nigga. Bam. You know?
Will Smith punching the boyfriend in the head.
Fuck it. I still fuck with Will Smith because nigga's talented.
He's gay.
That nigga talented, though, dog. You can't knock him, dog. That nigga played Hancock and motherfucking 7 pounds.
He's gay.
Boom. Will Smith punches
the
boyfriend.
He came up with the name. That's
yeah.
What Romilly. Just told me
like,
word from
fucks,
a higher source. His Hancock came from him. He was like, okay, I'll play the superhero, but I get the name. And he was like, Hancock. And you know the rest. He busts his boyfriend in the head or something.
He ain't worst boyfriend
but
in the world, Will Smith.
That nigga played 7 pounds. And that shit was tight. Hell yeah. But that shit was like fucking crazy. Because when he played that What If game, that was the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. Nigga, that bitch was like, what if my phone buzzes and like I have a donut? And he was like, what if we get married and grow old together? Like, what if we have kids and shit? I was like, what the fuck? This nigga about to kill himself and he tell this bitch this shit? Nigga, that was the nastiest shit a nigga could do. He was like, yeah, this bitch ain't gonna never fuck nobody else. Never.
Never.
Never. Maybe Woody Harrison once. Just because the nigga got my eyes. But that's all. Like, she ain't fucking nobody else.
Shouts out to AB.
Woo.
You know,
niggas talking shit.
Young niggas talking shit. Shout
lick
out
my
to
nuts,
G
bitch.
Henry.
Young niggas say the dynasty stinks. Bitch, I'm a hippie.
Lee.
Look at my hair. I'm letting my hair grow long as shit right now. Like, it's a mullet. It's legit.
Fuck
I don't even
God.
Like it that much no more. Because people starting to like it. And I'm like, what the fuck you like it for,
hey,
bitch? Because
yep.
It ain't true. Hello. Unless he runs the government. But that nigga trill. That nigga was a fresh prince. That nigga had bitches, cuh.
Gay prince.
He had.
Gay
what's
prince.
What's the
Tyra Banks?
No, he's
yeah.
Just a prince.
That nigga had bitches.
He's just a
nigga
prince.
Nigga prince had
prince
bitches.
Prince had bitches?
The bigger prince had a lawyer,
no,
nigga.
I know an old man. White lady that
only
fucked Prince.
Only prince had is group.
No. Nigga
he
prince performed at Super Bowl 41,
had.
Nigga. And that nigga had the stage shaped as his name,
Prince
which
fuck.
Was a symbol.
Prince
what the
fuck,
fuck nigga?
Shit from Prince.
Nothing.
Nigga wore blouses and fucking hoes, he cool.
Nigga, Purple Rain was my shit, nigga.
I fuzz the purple rain.
Nigga, when doves cry, nigga. Oh, when doves cry. Sometimes I'm just like my father. Sometimes I'm just like my mother.
Who the fuck is that? That's his cousin.
See, listen, that's two cousins. You went too deep with Prince. My fault?
Fuck.
I gotta go watch it now. Graffiti Bridge. I'm gonna remember that for sure.
I can't find the Will Smith.
Because it ain't true, Will Smith. Will Smith ain't gay. Like, even though gay is alright, like, well, homosexual is alright, I got homosexual friends, nigga.
Yeah. Like, they was cool.
And they cool.
Like, they cool, like, niggas.
They don't try to fuck me. That's for damn sure. Yeah. I don't play that shit.
This segment has been brought to you by No Homo.
Boom. Pause. Incorporated.
I don't fuck niggas in the ass.
Pause INC, sponsored by Adrian Sykes and Roderick Lee Henderson. That's why.
I don't fuck niggas in the ass.
Never have.
And
never,
I never will.
Unlike some niggas around here. Niggas be on that shit. Niggas be on that shit, nigga.
Are you the hardest nigga in playing Z?
Niggas.
Fucking niggas in the ass.
Niggas be.
Don't make no damn sense.
And you know niggas be talking. Like, what?
Like, you know your business.
Okay, listen to this. You think you just gonna be fucking with this nigga, and then you be like, oh, fuck this nigga. I ain't fucking with him no way. And he ain't gonna tell nobody?
You fucking with the artist.
You fucking with the police.
The artist.
That nigga gonna tell everything once y'all break up.
The artist.
With y'all gay asses.
The artist.
Whatever.
Nigga, Prince is the artist. Niggas be fucking the artist.
I don't even know what that even means.
That's the artist.
Wow.
They're really leaving.
Wow.
Look,
we want to send a
that shit looks so
disclaimer.
Real. But I'm not even really leaving for real. That shit looking real, but I ain't even.
Pablo,
dog, I love
Picasso.
My haircut. I lie.
We're talking about the artist Pablo Picasso. You know, he did his thing.
I love fuck.
But
hey,
we
listen.
Also heard that he
you
did
the fuck
his
I
thing.
Wanted
you
got
I love
problem with me. You know where the fuck I'm at.
Freedom
wow.
of speech, motherfucker. You know where to find them, nigga. I'll give you the
wow.
address. Hit me up on my Facebook or Twitter. I'll give you the address. But I love my haircut.
Wow.
I lie. I'm still like this.
We're talking
art.
About Pablo
cool
Picasso.
I ain't fuck him.
Boom.
Pablo
it's just them
Picasso.
Gay niggas.
It's just
them
it's
gay niggas
these,
that be out there fucking them.
These hood-ass street niggas that be trying to be
them
like,
dope boy-ass niggas that be riding on them shits, you know? Niggas
wow.
be riding
so
on.
Real.
Like, them niggas be sucking cash and dressing and going to clubs and shit. But
fucking niggas
gay.
In the ass don't make you thrill. Fucking niggas in the ass don't make you thrill.
Fucking niggas in the ass make you homo. No quote. No quote. They like it. That's tight.
That's a real saying for the old 12.
Yeah, that's the truest shit anybody ever said. Realest shit I've ever said. Fucking niggas in the ass make you homosexual.
What y'all think about PerpInfo.com?
Perp Info is them niggas, cuz. I fuck with Perp Info because Perp Info fuck with me.
Name, they don't fuck with me no more. Fuck y'all.
Nigga, man, fuck Perp Info. Word to my nigga. That nigga fuck him. I say fuck him. Load up a llama, love him.
Perp Info cool, though.
Yeah,
I fuck with Perp Info.
All right. First, anyway.
We
fought with them niggas anyway. We was joking. Duh.
Yeah, we can destroy y'all, the million motherfuckers.
Hey, don't do that.
Why would you do such a thing?
Dude, why would you even think of that? Dude,
fuck us.
We was joking, nigga.
You.
If you fuck us, we will fuck the shit out of you.
Pause.
No homo.
Pause.
No.
These niggas.
Please say the no homo.
Pause.
Why do you
fuck
say
niggas
no homo
not.
These days? Because
too many niggas
homos,
be gay. Too many
that's
niggas
what,
be gay.
That's what I
and then take that shit as like a cousin or something.
Yeah.
Like you be like, man, you fuck ass nigga. And like they'll be listening, and then they'll try to hit you up later in the bathroom because that's what gay niggas
that's
meet.
That's what gay niggas
like
meet.
Like if a nigga ever talk to you in the bathroom, knock his ass out
yeah,
if you're
yeah,
not homosexual.
Yeah, that. That's where you get your ass whooped at, though.
Because BET, that's
you
what BET
holler at me in the bathroom, I'm pissing, dog.
Exactly. Look, he's my nigga, though. Like if a nigga ever try to hold a conversation with me in the bathroom, I'm knocking the shit out of him.
Yeah, don't talk to me in the bathroom.
Please don't, because I don't trust you. Because I don't know you.
Unless you call me on my cell phone, don't talk to me in the bathroom.
Unless you one of my niggas that I know, and I know you're
not
homosexual.
Not even because if you know me, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know
talk to me when
get
I get to the table.
Like that in the
nigga, like, talk to me when I get back
hey,
to the table. Like, right
your
right.
Face four.
Nigga, that's
four.
Power Rangers on that picture, dog. They got his trill. Nigga, that is Jason, Billy, fucking, I don't remember all the other names.
Ryan,
where's Zach at?
Zach.
Dog, I see the robot, but I, oh, that's Zach right there with the striped shirt. Then that's Jason with the red. But I see, what was the nigga named the robot?
Oh, I
know you joking.
Oh, what was that nigga's name? That nigga was Trip. I kind of want to... That's it. But I said something about head make me go, ooh-wee. Oh, ooh, yeah. Can't get no head like that anymore.
What happened to Rihanna?
She getting $20 million to be on X Factor to be a judge, nigga. What? That's what happened. And she talked that talk to me, yeah.
That solidifies the money.
Rihanna trill on the lyrics, though. Like, I fuck with her music.
She trill on the lyrics, the body, the head
all
game.
That, nigga, well, okay.
Her head game is amazing.
Listen.
And I'm talking about her
I
mind.
Love her.
I'm talking about her mind, America. I'm talking about her mind.
Yes,
mind
because she's
love.
Freaky like me.
Her head game
I love
is
her.
Amazing.
But I love her to have a bang all the time, too. But I love
Rihanna,
her.
Stop.
Mama,
stop. Stop.
Nigga,
oh,
take
wait,
me.
Rihanna, I just want to say this. Rihanna, stop texting me. Like,
she's
it's
not
over.
Texting
it's over,
you.
Baby. It's over, baby.
She's not texting you. She's too busy Facebooking me.
Right.
Duh.
Please accept my call.
I wish. I'm
nah,
joking.
She's backdooring with me.
She bet.
I wish.
She calls in a backdoor, huh?
She calls in a backdoor.
I wish, nigga. I seen them bitches, nigga. And I swore I was, like, right there in real life. And she was taking them shits for me, nigga. She took them pictures for me, nigga. She was sending them to me.
Chris
and
Breezy, I fuck with you.
Hey, no, don't give Chris the credit. You know what I'm saying? That shit came from my phone, bro.
Dude, I already told you she sent them to me.
You want to see the pictures now? They're in my phone right now.
I got my phone out right now.
See?
Look, wait, hold up.
Now you don't see.
Hold
you
up.
Know what
I'm going to pull them out. I'm going to pull them out.
On political issues, fans take the money.
No. Man, nigga, if the Heat don't win it this year, they not going to be the Jordans. I figured they was going to be the Jordans because them niggas chill. They got 7 years together.
Man.
But if they don't win it this year because of Kevin Durant, them going to be
Kevin
the niggas
Durant,
for a whole bunch
no,
of years.
We gonna,
like, the
LA,
Heat going to win one. The Heat going to win one out of like 7 years, maybe two.
Nah, L.A. going to win it this year. And
then
Thunder going to win it the rest.
The title stays in the West.
It's going to stay in L.A.
Nigga, it ain't going to be L.A., nigga. If anybody in the West win it, it's San Antonio.
Anybody
in the West win it, it's San Antonio. I promise you. No fucking round. San Antonio win it,
whoa.
It's anybody winning in the West.
When you say San Antonio, please say the no homo.
Either San Antonio, no. Man, nigga, either San Antonio or... Oklahoma State.
Listen, when you
okay,
say
see,
San Antonio,
Oklahoma City.
Please say the no.
It's either
home.
Oklahoma City or San Antonio.
Los
calls.
Angeles Lakers.
Kobe gonna get off because like he's closing in on his last shit. That nigga old. Like, that nigga been playing for like fucking 17 years, nigga.
I can't wait to see the LeBron fans.
Like I'm a LeBron fan, but that nigga would never be Jordan. Kobe would never be Jordan. Kevin Durant may be Jordan.
Nah, Kevin Durant too tall to be Jordan. He's just gonna be him.
Kevin Durant gonna be Kevin Durant, which is the next nigga that people gonna refer to as Jordan. He's gonna be referred to as like niggas refer to Jordan.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Swear to God.
Kevin Durant.
Swear to God.
Kevin
Durant
will
be that nigga. Kevin Durant will be
that
nigga.
That nigga now.
Nigga, when niggas like me have kids, our kids gonna grow up be like, man, that nigga Kevin Durant dropped 51 points on these niggas. That nigga Kevin Durant went in the playoffs and he was.
Hey, I tell you this though, the Kobe Bryant story is. Listen, AB, the Kobe Bryant story is not done.
Yes, it is.
He's got one more ring.
That nigga's gonna ruin what he has if he doesn't quit soon.
Kobe Bryant was.
He's gonna be like, he's gonna ruin. He's gonna tarnish. He's gonna tarnish his legacy like Jordan.
Kobe Bryant will do anything
to win. Niggas gonna be on that nigga like, man, this nigga's a fucking ball hawk.
Kobe Bryant will do anything to win.
Nigga,
that
I
says
just,
it all.
Nigga.
That says it all.
I like a lot of niggas. Fuck you, nigga.
That says
pause,
it all.
No, pause.
You're
nigga.
A Heat
nigga.
Fan.
I'm a lot of fans.
It all.
Nigga, I got
that
a lot of
says
niggas.
It
that
all.
Pause.
LeBron
dog.
Is the biggest fuck up that like that whole. He got the
pause.
Ball
day,
like,
no,
day, all day,
no. Paul Pierce. Hello. I do not fuck with Paul Pierce at all. He's a big fucking crybaby like Kobe Bryant, but not as big.
But
he's bigger.
At least Paul Pierce will take the fucking shot. I don't give a fuck.
Paul Pierce gonna cry about every fucking thing.
And LeBron don't.
No, not everything. Not everything.
LeBron is the biggest crybaby.
No, Paul Pierce is the biggest crybaby.
At the Cavaliers, at the motherfucking Heat.
I ain't seen LeBron bitch to a ref yet that much.
You
ain't been
watching basketball, have you?
Paul Pierce bitch a lot, man.
Man,
y'all ain't never seen Paul. You know,
nah,
fuck, nigga, shit.
I
nigga,
give you that.
Paul, nigga,
Paul
Pierce got ejected and act like he ain't know what he got ejected for last year in the
Paul
playoffs,
Pierce,
nigga.
Paul Pierce,
that nigga set a screen like. Fucking back, like, he fucking set a screen down low. You know, you can't do that shit. Like, facing up, like, he's like, what the fuck happened? Like, why y'all calling this shit on me?
Paul,
yeah,
a fuck
he's
nigga,
that
yo.
Nigga now.
He's a
fuck
nigga.
Paul,
you
do
fuck
nigga
shit. I agree with that. I don't.
Paul,
like
do
fuck
nigga.
Shit.
I don't like Kevin Garnett.
But
I don't
when
like
you
Kevin
compare,
Garnett,
when you compare,
Kevin Garnett is all talk, nigga.
I don't like him.
Nigga,
he's
Charlie
filling
nigga. A waiver. Charlie filling a waiver. Exposed that nigga. And he was like, nigga, I don't think you that tough for real, nigga. See me on them fisticuffs. And he ain't even responding to my nigga Charlie Villanueva. He was talking that shit, talking about Charlie Villanueva look like he got cancer. That's fucked up. That nigga don't got cancer. He got alopecia.
And
that shit is real.
Serious
both of them shits is real,
is
nigga.
Alopecia.
Just like Criss Cross. One of the niggas from Criss Cross got that shit, too.
One of the niggas from Criss Cross dead. So
well, it's you know, the dark skin one.
And God bless
the nigga, the nigga. Yeah, R.I.P. Criss or Cross.
Cross.
Which whichever one,
one
it was.
It
I'm not wishing death on nobody, so God forbid. But R.I.P. whichever one is dead, the light skin one, because the dark skin one is the one with alopecia. I don't know their names like that.
Oh no, so he's dark skin with alopecia.
Yep, and his hair be falling down and shit. That's why Villa, that's why Charlie's in the way we ain't got no eyebrows.
Wow,
LeBron still.
Charlie, hit us up, man. We want to have a whole segment on alopecia, man.
LeBron James will dunk on you.
I have no idea what it means, but Charlie hit us up.
He'll dunk on you.
I'm gonna undercut the fuck out
of
his ass.
He'll dunk on you.
But listen,
nigga, he'll lift his legs over your head like, man.
Why would I let him dunk?
Listen, I guarantee you this.
You ain't trill.
I don't get paid in the NBA.
That nigga get paid to bang on fools, nigga.
I don't get paid.
Hey,
AB,
I guarantee it is, though.
I have no
one
contract.
Thing.
If they don't win it this year, then their legacy is not a legacy.
Talking about the Lakers?
No, the Heat.
Talk
about
the
Heat. Okay.
Not going to win it any year.
I want the Heat.
Listen.
After this year, it's
them
all
niggas
about.
Is too dynamic. Them niggas is too dynamic together
nah,
to not
they,
win one.
Nah, they got LeBron.
Them niggas got 7 years. Them niggas is too dynamic to not win one. That nigga going to put his bullshit aside.
LeBron,
that if they don't win it this year, that nigga gonna put his bullshit aside 1 year and be like, man, fuck it, we gotta win this
man,
shit.
Man, if they don't win it this year, he's gonna get traded right back to Cleveland.
If, hell nah, man.
That ain't happening.
Well, they got Baron Davis, nigga. They don't need LeBron.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say Kyrie Irving.
They got Kyrie Irving here.
Hey, it's all
Alonzo
about
G. That nigga from
G?
Florida. Alonzo G?
Alonzo G is that nigga.
No, he ain't. But
Lee, he, G is that nigga.
He
all right.
He cool. He
on
from Florida. He cool.
On the game.
Vince Carter, he cool.
On the game.
Mañana.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Yo,
yeah,
we, y'all want to cut it down,
closing.
Man. We got 7 minutes.
Oh, niggas closing.
Y'all can rap for 7 minutes.
We
kind of,
we kind of wanted to stay on, so. All right.
I'm signing off.
But I fought with Lil B, and I really hope Honey Cocaine is all right. For real. That's a heartfelt, like, thought. Like, I really hope she's okay. Because she's cool as shit. Honey, go. Okay. I think this is. Oh, this shit's still going. Man, I feel like I'm fucking talking to myself. DJ Kick. Sickest nigga living. Magic Just stacked so much cash in my brain. I'm Richard Bryson.
Swimming lithium brains with brains only contained under dreaded lines. Main middle main last name, multiple identity claim, covertly control the game with wisdom admitted plain connect with Colombians, Peruvians, Scandinavians, more water than the Navy being all in the places they be. Down at Ganja, you smoking Damiana, my taste Arabian. Can't wait till I get to Arion, super silver haze again. Never known the gamble, but I always play the win. You gotta play my part anytime I'm going in, blowing, throwing the wind. Do it for my kin and all my G's. We smoke down under trees, overseas, with blonde bitches that sit back and smoke bombs with us. Do it to the day that we're gone, get us in a zone. Smoked out on that shit that feels like it's cow gone, and we on another zone. Back again, we smoke down till we finish.
Chasing, should I know? Keep on chasing. the paper chasing. I can't wait, running late. Me destiny and fate, got a dinner date in the continuum of time and space. And by my divine, I'm trying to find my place.
It's like a never-ending race, cat and mouse, Tom and Jerry. 365 February to January. Even in my sleep, I feel I'm running out of stands in my hourglass. Seconds ago, minutes later, hours pass. Still keeping pace with the universal timepiece. Even without a moment to myself to find peace. Till I finally get it, you tell the critics, forget it. And if you think that I'm quitting, then come with it. Just admit it, you have no idea what to do with it. So let's just keep it moving for the sake of discussion. You get ran through like stop signs. Probably have a better chance filling space than trying to stop signs.
Check us out at perpinfo.com. We want to thank you, send a special thanks out to Philly Blaine, Rihanna, Ashton Kutcher, Trayvon Martin, rest in peace, Buck Zimmerman. We want to send a special warning out to the call center back door. And once again, to Bobby Brown, please get well. Please get well. And anytime you want to call in and talk your ish with ish, hit us up at 646-478-3739. That's 646-478-3739. And also, if you need them fat websites, hit DSFXENT up at 813-444-3739. For all you motherfuckers that can't type in numbers, that's 813-444-DSFX. Or hit me up on Facebook, motherfucker.
Shit. Shout out to old niggas that's not staying old niggas. Old niggas doing shit, young niggas doing shit. At Real AB on Twitter, at Real AB on Tumblr. AB Sykes hyphen swag on Facebook. My last name is Sykes, S-Y-K-E-S hyphen S-W-A-1-H-1-G. It's 1G. Shout out to my nigga H-Brook underscore Rod. Shout out to Jeff. Shout out to Perp Info. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Lil B. Motherfucking shout out to Honey Cocaine. I really hope you're alright. Swag, 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 and all that other good shit. Peace.
Smoke weed. And we there.